Our hearts rejoice because our Lord has gathered us one more time.
我们的心欢喜快乐，我们的主再一次的来召聚我们。
You know, sometimes we just take these times together as something usual and not all that special.
我们有的时候我们不会觉得这有什么特别。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们
there's a very important reason why our Lord gathers us like this.
在一个在这我们被召聚在这里一个非常重要的原因。
You know, his heart is for him to come back.And get his church.
他的心意是他要回来迎接他的教会。
But there's a major problem.
但是有个问题。
She's not ready.
教会没有预备好。
The bride is not ready for the marriage.
新妇还没有预备好为这个羔羊的婚宴。
Our blessed Lord uses many ways to try to prepare his bride for his return.
我们的主用各种的办法来预备这个新妇。
And one of the important ways is to gather us together under his name, under his authority.
一个重要的方法就是按他的名来我们在这里来聚集。
And when the reality of him being Lord is among us, when it's really true that we have made him the Lord in our hearts and in our meetings,
当我们在我们的心里面在我们的聚会当中当我们真的是承认他是我们主的时候
it gives the blessed Holy Spirit a wonderful opportunity to further prepare the bride for the coming of the bridegroom.
他就给圣灵一个机会能够来预备这个新妇。
So let our hearts rejoice.
我们的心欢喜快乐。
That we're gathered one more time.
我们可以再次聚集在他面前。
And let's seek to find a way to fully cooperate with the Holy Spirit.
那我们来学习能与圣灵来配合。
Now I know many of you are busy, I mean tired.
我们知道我知道你们中间有些人已经累了。
A different kind of day than we usually have.
因为这一天跟我们跟平时过的一天可能不一样。
And for some of us, it's been a long day.
对一些人来说可能已经过了很长的一天。
But did we sing a song tonight?
我们今天晚上唱的那个诗歌。
That he is our all in all.
他是我们的一切的一切。
What happens when we are weak?
当我们软弱的时候。
What happens if he is our all in all? What happens? He becomes our strength.
他就成为我们的力量。
Now you need to know this is not just a song to sing.
我们需要知道这不是仅仅是一首诗歌。
This is something our Lord Jesus wants to make reality in us.
这是主耶稣要在我们身上成为实际。
So let's allow him to strengthen us tonight.
那我们让他能够来坚固我们晚上。
Make our spirit strong.
那我们灵力坚固
strengthen our soul,
我们魂也坚固
and give strength to our physical bodies,
也同样的让我们身体重新得力
so that we can fully participate with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们可以完全的跟与圣灵来配合
There's something in our Lord's heart that he desires to do.
让我们明白在神的心意 他的旨意
So let's give him full freedom to do it.
那我们给他完全的自由
Guard your thinking.Guard the way you think.
控制我们的心思意念，约束我们的心思意念。
We need to put on the helmet of salvation. And so that
我们戴上必须戴上救恩的头盔。
Because brothers and sisters, you know our minds can be an obstacle to what the Lord wants to say to us.
你知道我们的心思意念可能会成为神向我们说话的拦阻。
Now, are you pleased with all the thoughts that you think all day long?
你会对你一天所想的你会满意吗?
Let's suppose it was possible to drill a hole in our brain.
如果可以的话,如果在我们的头上挖一个洞
and put a video camera there.
在里面装一个那个录像机
and we record all of your thoughts from 6 o'clock this morning until 7 o'clock tonight.
把我们从早上六点钟到下午七点钟的我们的心思意念都记录下来。每一个心思意念。
Are you willing to allow us to take that and put it up here on the screen?
你会允许我们把这个录下来然后放在这里来放吗?
Any volunteers?
有没有志愿要做这件事的?
Anybody willing to let that happen?
有人愿意这样做吗?
Oh, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
This helps us understand.
这帮助我们了解。
How much we need the Holy Spirit to help us.
我们多么的需要圣灵来帮助我们。
He can renew our mind.
祂可以更新我们的心思。
We can begin to think with Him.
我们可以像祂一样的来思想。
The right kind of thoughts.
就正确的那个想法。
Not the things that interfere with what our Lord is trying to say.
不是来拦阻神要讲的。
Now I've lived 11 years in Brazil.
我在巴西住了11年。
And I've discovered something about my precious brothers and sisters from Brazil.
我发现巴西的弟兄姊妹。
So what I'm saying is not being critical.
所以我试着不论断。
But it's something that happens among the Brazilian people.
但是在巴西人的中间。
Maybe it happens among you brothers and sisters too.
也许也发生在我们的中间。
But let's suppose we're sitting at a table and there are six people there at the table.
我们设想一下，我们有六个人，我们围着一张桌子而坐。
How many people do you think are speaking at one time?
你会想我们有多少的人能够在那里一起同声的一同心的讲话。
Sometimes six.
有的时候
are speaking at the same time.
有的时候是六个人一起讲话。
And it's a miracle to me.
对我来说是一个奇迹。
They're able to carry on the conversation and understand what each other is saying.
他们能够这样子一起同时说话，但又能够大家还能够继续。
But it's a big problem for me.
但是对我来说是一个很大的问题。
First, I don't understand the language.
第一，首先我不懂他们的语言。
Secondly, if someone is there to translate, who does he choose to translate?
但那有人要需要翻译的时候，他不知道要翻谁好。
He translates all six of them at the same time.
他不可能六个人的话都同时翻译。
So the point I'm trying to make is this.
我要讲的那个点是。
Our minds are a battlefield.
我们的心思是一个战场。
And our Lord wants our minds to be actively involved.
神要我们的心思能够完全的能够来介入。
Now, it's not the main place where he communicates with us.
不是他要跟我们交通的一个主要的地方。
He communicates in our spirit.
他是在灵里面与我们交通。
The Holy Spirit communicates to us in our spirit.
圣灵是与我们的灵来交通。
But our minds need to be able to receive what the Holy Spirit is communicating.
但是我们的心思必须要能够领受圣灵所要交通的。
And so if your mind is already filled with all these kind of thoughts,
如果我们心思都被别的东西所充满，
not much chance that we will hear what the Lord is saying to us.
我们就没有机会听到神向我们说的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
do we believe what we sang tonight?
你真的相信我们所唱的吗？
That he is our all in all.
他是我们一切的一切。
Do you think he can help us with this matter of our minds being full of thoughts that we don't even want?
你相信他能够帮助我们？我们有的时候我们心思想一些我们自己都不愿意的。
So let's ask him to help us.
那我们求他帮助我们。
Would you join me as we go before our Lord and request his help for this meeting tonight?
我们一起来到他圣面前来祈求。
Father, in the name of your beloved Son, we thank you and praise you.
亲爱的父，我们赞美你。
What a privilege is ours that we can call you our Father.
是何等大的权柄，我们能够叫你天父。
Not because we worked it out in our minds.
不是我们心思意念所出来的。
Because your Spirit bears witness with our spirit.
那是因为你的灵与我们的灵同作见证。
And enables us to call forth to you, Abba Father.
让我们可以称你为阿爸父。
Oh, how we bless you.
主，我们赞美你。
Lord Jesus, you have gathered us here tonight.
今天晚上你聚我们在这里。
Because there's something in your heart that you want to speak to us.
因为在你心意里面，你要向有一些要向我们说的话。
And we know of some of the hindrances and difficulties that we experience.
我们知道在我们里面有难处，也有一些难处。
But we want to specifically ask you tonight.
但今天我们还是特别的求你。
By your Holy Spirit.
求你的圣灵
you would help us to think along with him.
能够与我们能够让我们能够与他一同的思想
do touch our minds.
能够触摸我们的心思
and help us to be in control of our thoughts.
能够帮助我们控制我们的心思
now Lord we need your anointing.
我们需要你的恩膏
that same anointing that fell upon you and now has come down upon your church.
那降临到你身上的恩膏今天也同样的降在教会的身上
how we bless you for this wonderful anointing.
这是个多么蒙福的一个恩膏。
Now by faith we want to place ourselves under that anointing.
靠着信心，我们把自己放在这恩膏下面。
Every one of us who are gathered here.
我们每一个在这里聚集的，我们把自己放在圣灵的恩膏下。
Anointing for speaking,
讲的需要你的恩膏。
Anointing for translating,
翻译的需要你的恩膏。
And yes, blessed Lord, anointing for listening and hearing.
同样听的也需要在你恩膏的底下。
And we know there's also an anointing for us to obey.
同样的也需要我们来遵守。
So Lord, before you even speak to us,
在你向我们说话之前。
We want to say to you,
我们要向你说,
that we want to be doers of your word and not hearers only.
我们不要来行你的旨意。
We humble ourselves before you.
我们谦卑地来到你面前。
And we entrust this entire meeting into your sovereign hands.
我们把我们整个的聚会交在你全能的手中。
And we do it in your blessed name.
我们奉你宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Those of you who were here last night.
你们中间昨天晚上在这里的
are aware that we did not finish what we began.
我们没有结束我们要讲的
This topic about the Holy Spirit
我们的题目是讲到圣灵
is a very, very important matter.
是一个非常重要一个题目
And it's not easy for me to know what we should focus on.
对我来说不容易我需要在集中在哪些方面
You know, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
When you open your Bible,
当我们打开圣经的时候
Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2 You don't need to turn there, okay?
在创世纪的第一章第二节
in the very, very beginning of the Bible,
在圣经的第一卷书
Verse 2 of Genesis 1
在第一章第二节
The Holy Spirit is there
圣灵就在那里
Okay? Now, let's go all the way to the other end
那我们一路的 走下去
To Revelation 22
来到启示录的二十二章
what do we discover?
我们发现什么呢
the Holy Spirit is there,
圣灵还是在那里
joining with the bride,
可是天心腹在一起
and saying what?
他说什么呢
Come, come Lord Jesus
主愿你来
So from beginning to end the Holy Spirit has been actively engaged in this great work that our God is doing
从起初到末了圣灵是在神的工作中在那里在那活泼的工作
So how do you decide where we should focus our attention?
我们应该把注意力集中在哪些方面呢?
It would take a long time, brothers and sisters, for us to adequately cover what the Word of God has to say about the blessed Holy Spirit.
这需要花很长的时间，让我们能够找到、发现神要我们所说，神要向我们所说的。
So I find myself in a very difficult situation.
我把自己放在一个非常难的一个地步。
Where do we focus our hearts?
我们必须把我们的心专注在哪里
So last night we began by considering together our Lord Jesus as the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
昨天晚上我们集中在我们的主耶稣是用圣灵来施洗
And we didn't get finished.
我们还没有办法没有讲完
So we want to go back there and pick up some of what we had in our hearts to share.
我要继续的接下去交通
So let's go in the Gospel of John in chapter 1.
那我们翻到约翰福音第一章
And we'll only read one verse tonight from this chapter.
我们只读一节
And it's a declaration by John the Baptist.
这是施洗约翰的宣告
I think it's more correct to call him John the Baptizer.
我更准确的一下叫做施洗的约翰
This is how he identified himself.
这是他自己的
The one who baptizes in water.
他是用水来施洗的。
But now let's listen to what he says in verse 33 of John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章第三十三节。
And I did not recognize him, that is speaking about our Lord Jesus. And I did not recognize him, but he who sent me to baptize in water said to me, He upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining upon him, this is the one who baptizes In the Holy Spirit.
我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说：“你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。”
And then let's turn to the seventh chapter of John's Gospel.
那我们翻到约翰福音第七章。
John chapter seven.
第七章。
37 through 39.
三十七节到三十九节。
John 7:37. Now, on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture says, from his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water.
节期的末日就是最大之日，耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝，信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Verse 39
节，
But this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive, for the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
Then in Acts chapter 2,
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4.
第一节到第四节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 1.And when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues as of fire, distributing themselves.And they rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit was giving them utterance.
五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处，忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所住的屋子，又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
We discover from reading in the Gospel of John chapter 1 that both John is a baptizer and so is the Lord Jesus a baptizer.
我们从约翰福音第一章那里看到，施洗约翰和主耶稣他们都是施浸的。
Now I don't know if we can make this distinction in the Chinese language.
在中文里面不知道这我们怎样来区别这两个。
But in English, we can make a distinction between Jesus, I mean, John being John the Baptist and John the Baptizer.
在 John the Baptist.
Well, we normally refer to him as John the Baptist.
我们通常称约翰是施洗约翰。
Well, you know, I was a Baptist for 13 years.
我是做施洗的人13年了。
So was John and I is a part of the same organization?
约翰跟我是我们是同一个组织的吗
？Well, some Baptists believe
that 一些
that they can trace their history back to John the Baptist.
但有些人相信是这样子，他们可以一路的追回去，可以回到追到施洗约翰。
The better way to translate that is John was a baptizer.
更好的翻译是约翰是那个为人施洗的。
He was someone who performed the act of baptism.
他只是一个来做那个成就施洗事工的人。
But he baptized people in water.
但是他在水里为人施洗。
But there in verse 33 of John 1,
在约翰福音一章三十三节
we find there's another baptizer.
我们看到有另外一个施洗者。
And his name is Jesus.
他的名字是耶稣。
He is Jesus the baptizer.
但是耶稣是那个位施洗者。
The one who baptizes.
他所施的洗。
Now, what's the difference between John and the Lord Jesus?
这施洗约翰和耶稣有什么区别呢
？One baptized in water,
一个是在水里施洗。
The other one baptizes in the Holy Spirit.
另外一位是用圣灵施洗。
But they are both baptizers.
他们都是施洗者。
And so we need to have at least some clarity about what does it mean to be baptized.
我们需要明白受洗是什么意思。
Now we can't go back over what we shared last night.
我们没办法再讲一遍。
But to me, the primary emphasis in this matter of baptism is the issue of being identified.
在施浸这件事最主要的一件事情就是认同。
The word identification
就是认同
is one that best describes what is involved in baptism.
认同这个是最能描述是施浸这受浸这件事所含所意味的。
Maybe some of us here when we were baptized in water.
当我们中间一些人他们我们受浸的时候
，we were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们是奉耶稣的名受浸。
Probably others were baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
有的人也能是奉是受奉圣父圣子圣灵的名受浸。
What was happening?
发生了什么呢？
We were being identified with those in whose name we were baptized.
我们就与那些我们所奉名奉的名来受浸的，我们就与他合而为一。
In this instance where our Lord Jesus is doing the baptizing with the Holy Spirit.
但在主耶稣在用圣灵施洗的这件事上
,we certainly are identified with our Lord Jesus.
我们就与主耶稣来认同。
But we're also identified with the one in whom we are being baptized.
我们同样的与我们被我们要受浸的我们被受浸的那个来认同。
That is, we are being identified with the Holy Spirit.
也就是我们去与圣灵来个来认同。
Now, my brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，something needs to happen in the hearts and minds of many of us as God's people.
在我们的心里面需要一些事情发生。
We need to carefully examine our thoughts about the Holy Spirit.
我们必须好好的省察我们关于圣灵的我们的的看法。
Now, again, I don't know how this gets translated into Chinese.
我不知道这如何的来翻译翻成中文。
But it seems to me that the Holy Spirit has had a lot of bad publicity. Can we translate it into Chinese? Anybody help us?
圣灵在我们中间可能有那个坏的名声。
A lot of things have been said about him.
很多的事情，对圣灵有很多种的说法。
That are disrespectful.
我们没有尊重他
making him less than who he really is
没有看重他
now when we are identified with the Holy Spirit
当我们在圣灵在这里联合的时候
it means that we've been brought into fellowship with him
那是我们被带入到与他的交通的里面
we're identifying ourselves with the work that he's been sent to do
我们就与他所奉差遣所要做的事工能够认同
my dear brothers and sisters
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
if the Holy Spirit doesn't do his work
如果圣灵没办法做他的工作
There's not hope for one of us as human beings.
在我们这每一个人都没有盼望。
You can't find God by searching.
我们没办法能够找认识神。
You can't cause yourself to be born again.
我们没办法凭着自己重生。
By your own effort, you will never face the reality that you're a hopeless sinner.
在我们没有办法做一个我们是罪人我们是这样子的无助。
Oh, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
we are totally at the mercy of the Holy Spirit.
我们实在是蒙着圣灵极大的怜悯。
You know, sometimes we as believers do some very foolish things.
有的时候一些信徒他做了一些不智慧的事。
And I've heard a number of brothers and sisters giving a testimony.
我也听说过一些弟兄姊妹做过这样的见证。
And in their testimony, they said, when I found the Lord.
在他们见证里说当我认识主的时候。
Now think about that.Think about what is being said.
我们想想他所说的。
When I found the Lord.
当我找到主的时候。
As if he was lost and I found him.
好像是主走失落了我们找到他了。
The sheep found the shepherd.
是好像羊找到的牧羊人一样。
Is that the way it works, brothers and sisters?
事实是这样子的吗?
Do you know why you are a child of God tonight?
你知道你为什么今天是神的儿女
Because the blessed Holy Spirit
那是因为圣灵的祝福
In ways that you don't understand
因为你即使你自己不明白
Worked in your life
他在你的生命中来工作
Worked in your circumstance
在你的
Brought you to a place
在你的所有的环境的里面
Of realizing your total helplessness
在你的在这样无助的里面
And then opening up your eyes to see this wonderful Lord Jesus
打开了我们的心，让我们看见我们奇妙的救主。
See him as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
能够看见他是神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽。
Oh, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵的工作。
Every dimension of work that needs to be done in our lives is done by the Holy Spirit.
在我们生命中的每一个层面需要做的工作都是要 靠圣灵来做的。
Even when you read this Bible,
其实我们要读这个这个属圣经。
If you're not letting the Holy Spirit,
如果我们不让圣灵
reveal the truth of this word,
在神的真理向我们启示
的话 then it's not producing any spiritual results in your life.
在我们生命中不会结出属灵的果子。
All you're doing is storing it in your mind.
我们所能得到的就是我们的知识
or going through some kind of action to where you satisfy your conscience for a while.
也可能那我们会行出一些那我们一些好的行为。
Now, almost every group of God's people emphasize reading the Word of God.
有很多的人就他们就很注重读经。
But would you agree with me tonight?
今天晚上请你与我一同思想。
This book.It's not easy to understand.
这本书不是那么容易来明白。
Would you agree with me?
你同意吗?
You need some help.
我们需要帮助。
Not from another human being.
不是另外一个人的帮助。
How about the one who wrote it?
而是写这本书的人。
How about the one who wrote it?
是写这本书的人。
What if he were available to help you understand?
如果他能够帮助我们来明白。
Do you think he understands what he wrote?
他写的人难他你难道认为他不明白吗
Now, it's true he used human beings to write it.
是的他是使用人把它写下来
No question, brothers and sisters.
这是没有问题的
But let's be clear.
但是我们很应该需要明白
It was the blessed Holy Spirit.
他是在圣灵的感动下写的
Who inspired these men.
他是在圣灵的感动下写的
Who revealed the truth to them.
他把真理启示给这些人
And enabled them to write these words.
那他们能够记录下这些话
And when the same Holy Spirit comes and enlightens this word.
但是同样的圣灵今天把神的话的点拿
A wonderful, wonderful work gets done in our lives.
在我们生命中行的这个多么奇妙的事
May I say this to you and you not misunderstand?
那我对你说那你就不会误解
If you are trying to understand the Bible all by yourself
如果我们想靠自己的能力来明白神的话
If you're only reading it with your mind
如果我们只是靠我们的心思来读的话
There's not value in it.
就没有价值。
Now, that doesn't mean that you can't accumulate what the Word of God has to say.
这并不意味着你没办法你不知道神所要说的。
But at some point, the Holy Spirit has to come and breathe upon it and make it living to you.
但是在一个在某在一个时候，圣灵需要来把这气吹在上面，以致这些话能够活过来。
So, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们
I want you, I'm going to ask you to help me.
我要求你们来帮助我们。
If you know of one thing that can be done in this whole matter of the reality of the kingdom of God here on earth, that can be done without the Holy Spirit, I wish you would come and help me understand.
如果你觉得有一件事情我不需要圣灵的帮助在这个地上就可以成就的话
Just one thing.
我盼望只要有一件事如果你觉得是这样子的话我盼望你能跟我来讲。
You see how much we desperately need him?
你知道我们是多么的需要他。
And therefore it's important that we come to know him.
所以我们非常需要来认识他。
Have some clear understanding about what his responsibility is here on this earth.
我们需要清楚的明白他在地上的他的责任是什么。
And for us to come to understand what is our responsibility to him.
同样的我们需要明白我们对他的责任。
But for many of us,
但是我们许多的人
I hope I'm wrong among those of you, with you brothers and sisters who are gathered here.
我盼望我是错的。
But with most of God's dear people,
但是大多数神的百姓
we are uneducated regarding the person and work of the Holy Spirit.
我们是受了这个对圣灵的圣灵的身份和工作的在教导上面很缺乏。
Now,I may offend a brother or sister. I don't intend to do that.
这不是我故意要这么说。
But someone shared with me this evening.
但有人跟我分享今天晚上。
That they heard someone say.
他听到一些人说。
That they were surprised that we were talking about the Holy Spirit.
因为他会觉得很惊讶我们说到圣灵。
Because he was only for the Pentecostals.
因为他觉得这个好像只是给五旬节教会的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
this is a sad situation.
这是非常让我们难过。
If we don't know who the Holy Spirit is,
如果我们不知道谁是圣灵,
and how utterly dependent we are upon Him for everything,
如果我们在这件事情上，我们跟如果跟我们没关的话,
let me say it this way. I know I'm sounding radical, but I want to say to us tonight, if the Holy Spirit is not here helping us.
但我要说，如果今天晚上圣灵不在这里帮助我们的话，
I suggest we close the meeting and we go to our apartments and go to sleep.
我会建议我们就聚会就结束，我们就回到宿舍去睡去休息。
We're not trusting that something human will help us.
因为我们不相信人是我们的帮助是从人来的。
We desperately need the working of the Holy Spirit.
我们是实在需要圣灵的帮助。
So I want to encourage you as strongly as I can.
我要尽我最大的可能来勉励你们。
I hope this time of our fellowshipping about the Holy Spirit causes such a hunger and thirst in you that some nights you can't sleep.
我盼望我在这里对圣灵的这个交通能够让你有一个渴慕，让你以致你睡不着。
You cannot just rest in the fact, oh, I'm a believer, I'm going to heaven.
你不会再说哦，我已经信主了，我可以上天堂了。
There is much, much more involved in this matter.
但是在这件事上还有更多的事情要成要做。
And we are utterly at the mercy of the Holy Spirit.
我们是在圣灵的那个怜悯的底下。
Now think with me, my brothers and sisters.
请你们与我一同的思想。
Where is our blessed Lord Jesus?
我们现在的主耶稣他在哪里
？Where is our heavenly Father?
我们的天父在哪里
？Where is he?
他怎么在哪里？
According to the word of God.
根据神的话，他们在哪里？
When the Lord Jesus left this planet,
当主耶稣离开地的时候，
and he ascended,
他升天，
where did he go?
他去了哪里？
Where has he been for 2,000 years?
他这两千年里他在哪里？
He went on a vacation.
他去度假了吗？
Huh? That's pretty long vacation, brothers and sisters.
如果是两千年度假，一千年的度假吗？
Oh, my dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So he's become our great high priest.
他是成为我们的大祭司。
And as a great high priest, he is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
这个大祭司是用圣灵来施洗的。
So the Father and the Son are there on the throne.
父跟子是在宝座上面。
He sat down at the right hand of majesty on high.
主耶稣是坐在全能者的右边。
And from that position,
从那个地方
he poured forth what we read about in Acts chapter 2.
他把圣灵就像我们使徒行传二章所读的所说的浇灌下来。
If our Lord Jesus had not functioned as the baptizer in the Holy Spirit,
如果我们主耶稣不是是用圣灵施洗的话，
there would not be any hope for any of us.
我们就每一个人都没有盼望。
How are you going to communicate with God?
我们如何能够与神交通呢？
How are you going to hear from Him?
我们如何能听到他的声音？
How are you going to be born again?
我们如何能够重生？
Tell me how.
请告诉我如何。
You can't do it.
我们自己做不到。
So the Holy Spirit was sent.
所以圣灵父差遣。
So our Lord Jesus is seated there at the Father's right hand.
主耶稣坐在父全能者的右边。
And hallelujah, he is coming back.
Hallelujah, 他要再回来。
But he will not, he's not here until he returns.
他不是在这里，因为他是要回来的。
Not in his glorified body.
不是，在他的那个原来身体的里面。
But there is a time coming.
但是在那个时候，
and it looks like it's very soon.
应该是不远的将来。
He is going to come back.
他要再回来。
But from the time he left and ascended,
在他离开上升，
he comes back,
他回来。
The responsibility of God's work on this planet is in the hands of the Holy Spirit.
从他上升到他回来，在这段时间里，是圣灵负担起责任。所以我们要来认识他。
We need to be able to recognize his voice.
我们必须要听他的声音。
We need to know how to be led by him.
我们需要学习被他引导。
Paul tells us we don't know how to pray as we ought.
保罗在这里说我们不知道如何祷告。
But most of us don't believe that.
但我们大多数人我们不相信。
We say, well, just listen to me pray.
你就来听我的祷告。
But maybe it doesn't go outside of the room.
也许这个祷告从来没有离开这个房间。
Because it's just something human.
因为这是我们人的祷告。
We don't know how to pray as we ought.
我们实在不知道怎么祷告。
But what does the Holy Spirit do?
圣灵怎么做呢？
What does he do, brothers and sisters?
他如何做呢？
He helps our weakness.
他在帮助我们。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
He helps our weakness.
他 帮助我们来同做见证。
Romans 8:26, I believe it is.
罗马书八章第二十六节。
But is this the attitude of our heart when we begin to pray?
这是我们开始祷告的时候我们的态度吗？
We listen to how other people pray.
我们去听别人的祷告。
Some of the older brothers and sisters.
一些年长的弟兄。
And sometimes they have developed this beautiful prayer.
有的时候我们可以做很美的祷告。
And then we try to pray the way they pray.
我们想学着他们祷告。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
May the Lord deliver us.
求神来释放我们。
The Holy Spirit is to be our helper.
圣灵差遣是成为我们的帮助。
How often when we pray?
我们
Every time.
每一次我们祷告的时候
we humble ourselves,
我们谦卑自己
we humble our hearts,
我们谦卑我们的心
we recognize we don't know how to pray as we ought,
我们承认我们不知道如何祷告
and we find he comes and helps us.
我们发现圣灵就进来帮助我们
Somehow he registers things inside of us.
有的时候他把这意念放在我们的里面
we find ourselves words coming out of our mouth.
我们就发现我们口里就说出话来
that didn't originate in
不是从我们心思里出来的
Now it came through our minds, but they did not originate there.
是通过我们的心思出来但是不是从那里发起的
There's not one thing
没有一件事
having to do with the work of God on the earth without the Holy Spirit.
没有一件事可以成就如果没有圣灵在其中工作
In our workshop this afternoon
在今天下午的专题的里面
We looked at John 14, some verses there.
在约翰福音第十四章。
And the wonderful promise of our Lord Jesus was that he would ask the Father, and the Father would send him another helper.
主耶稣在那里说，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们另一位帮助者。
And he would be with them forever.
他要永远与你们同在。
And you shall know him, he says.
你们必认识他
For he shall be with you.
因为他永远与你们同在
And where else? Where else?
其他是什么呢
In you.
而且在你们的里面
Now our hearts ought to rejoice at that wonderful truth.
我们的心应该欢喜快乐为这个真理
He has been sent by the Father and the Son.
他是被父跟子差遣
To help us with everything in our lives.
帮助我们生命中所面对的每一件事。
Now you're saying, Ernie, you're getting a little radical.
你会觉得哦 ，Ernie， 你可能有点夸大了。
I'm sorry you feel that way.
如果你这样认为的话，我很抱歉。
But the Holy Spirit knows everything about everything.
因为圣灵他实在知道一切的一切。
And he can do anything.
他凡事都能。
And hallelujah.
赞美主。
He's living inside of us.
他住在我们的里面。
To be that helper to us.
要成为我们的帮助。
So don't give me your theology. Don't give me your doctrine.
请不要讲这些关于这些单讲这些教义。
Don't bring me into a controversy, okay?
就不要让
like the Holy Spirit.
对，不要带出那个争议。
My encouragement to us, let's get to know Him.
我的勉励是，让我们来认识他。
Jesus said, "You shall know Him."
耶稣说，你们必认识他。
But you know what I think we have done, my dear brothers and sisters.
但我觉得我们所做的。
In very practical way, in terms of the person of the Holy Spirit.
照着圣灵。
Let's suppose we have this big house.
我们有一个大的房子。
With many rooms in it.
有很多的房间。
And there's a little room in the back.
在房子的后面一个小房间。
That's where we relegate the Holy Spirit.
我们就把圣灵放在那里。
If we need him, we go knock on the door and say, Could you please?
我们需要他的时候，我们就去敲门。
But brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们
This is not the reason he was sent here.
这不是我们这个我们是他来这里的原因
He was sent here to be everything to us.
他份差遣是在凡事上帮助我们
Now, we sang that song. The young brothers and sisters sang that song tonight.
带敬拜的弟兄姊妹唱那首诗歌
You are my all in all.
你是我一切的一切
Now, who were you singing about?
我们唱的是什么呢
Those of you who were singing, who were you singing about?
我们唱的是谁呢
The Lord Jesus, right?
是耶稣基督。
Now how can you say, if he's there on the throne, sitting at the right hand of magic, how can you sing about him being your all in all?
如果他坐在宝座上，坐在全能者的右边，你如何能够说他是我们一切的一切呢？
Here we are in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania.
我们现在是在宾州这个地方。
We don't even live here.
我们甚至不是住在这里
We're just visiting here.
我们只是来这里几天
And you're singing a song about him being our all in all
那你唱诗歌说他是我们一切的一切
Now, hallelujah, it's true
是的，这是确实的。
But how do we experience the reality of that?
但是我们如何能够经历这个实际呢？
How does he become our all in all?
他如何成为我们一切的一切？
Who makes it a reality?
谁把它变实？是谁让它成为真实？是谁呢？
Let me hear from you.
那我听你们说。
Who? The Holy Spirit.
是圣灵。
He is totally responsible for this work.
他是完全的负起这个责任。
And without him,
如果没有他，
It's impossible for us to know the Lord Jesus.
我们不可能来认识耶稣基督。
It's impossible for us to know our Heavenly Father.
我们不可能来认识我们的天父。
So praise our wonderful God.
赞美我们的主。
That he in his great wisdom and love.
出于他极大的爱和智慧。
Has sent us a helper.
差遣一位帮助者给我们。
This is the first official thing our Lord Jesus did when he sat down.At the right hand of majesty.
这是主耶稣他坐在全能者的右边之后做的第一件事。
Now there's 10 days between the time he ascended and when the Holy Spirit came.
在十天，他升天后的十天，圣灵就降临了。
Now this is my own understanding, okay?
这是我自己的了解。
But what was going on for those 10 days?
在十天以后发生了什么
？What do you think was going on, brothers and sisters?
你觉得发生了什么？
You can, you don't have to agree with what my understanding is, okay?
你可以不同意我的看法。
But you remember in Luke chapter 15?
记得路加福音第十五章。
When our Lord Jesus told the parable about the two sons,
主耶稣说到那个两个儿子的比喻。
There was a man who had two sons.
有个人他有两个儿子。
Now, the focus always gets on the younger one.
父亲的心思都在那个年轻的小的身上。
I guess that's natural.
我知道这可能是我们人的本能。
But you remember when the younger son went away from home and decided he wanted his inheritance and I want to live my life the way I want to live it.
那个小的就得到他的产业就离开了家。
As our brother Sunshine said this morning.
就像我们的三选弟兄所说的。
Some young people, they want to get as far away from home as they can get.
年轻人都想离家越远越好。
Well, brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
you remember the younger son had his experience. He went.
那个小的就他离开了。
He took his inheritance.
他拿着他的产业。
And a very short period of time,
在过了不久
the inheritance was gone.
他的产业就 都没了。
And it says he came to himself.
他对自己说
One morning he woke up.
一天早晨他醒过来。
He says, what am I doing here in this pig pen?
我为什么要在这里猪圈里面呢
What am I doing here?
我为什么要在这里呢
In my father's house, the servants are better off than I am.
在我父的房间里，其实那个仆人也比这个好。
He had an awakening.
他有一个
It is better in the father's house than it is in a pig pen.
他宁愿在父的那个家里，而不愿在这个猪圈。
So he decided to write what can I say what he was going to say to his father he began to memorize what am I going to say to my father
他在想我要跟我父怎么说呢
I will say to him I have sinned against heaven and against you
哦父啊我得罪了你
and I'm no longer worthy to be your son
我不配再做你的儿子
but anyhow you know the story
那你知道这个故事
he got up from the pig pen
他从猪圈里起来
probably hadn't had a shower in months
他可能几个月都没有洗澡
And he found his way home.
他就找到回家的路
And what a beautiful, beautiful picture, my brothers and sisters.
我们就看到一个极其美的图画
You get the sense that from this parable, the father came out every day and sat on his veranda.
我们可以从这个图画里面看到父亲就在那天在那里一直在等候
I think he had a two-story house.
我相信他有两层楼的房子
And he had a veranda up on the second story.
他在第二层的上面有那个阳台。
And every day,
他每一天。
He'd go out there and sit on that veranda.
他每一天都在那里。
And he would search the horizon.
他就在那里看啊看。他在寻找。
Maybe my son is coming back.
也许有一天我的儿子会回来。
And all brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
One day,
有一天。
He couldn't believe what he see, what he saw.
他自己都不相信。
He saw this figure coming over the horizon.
他看到有一从那个地平线上有个过来。
And what did the father do?
父亲如何做呢
？Did he say, "Okay, now I got to decide what I got to do with this character"?
那我现在我要决定一下我该怎么做。
No, brothers and sisters.
不是这样子的。
He got down from his veranda.
他从房子跑下来。
He ran toward his son.
一路的跑过去。
And he hugged him.
他抱着他。
He kissed him.
他亲嘴。
Even though he hadn't had a bath in all of this time.
其实他身上都满着臭味。
And what did he say?
父亲怎么说呢？
Let's celebrate.
那我们庆祝欢喜快乐。
Kill the fatted calf.
那我们杀的这个牛羊来庆祝。
Bring the robe.
给他一个新的袍子，给他一个新的戒指，
Put shoes on his feet.
给他一个新的鞋子。
This my son was dead.
这是我从死里得复活的子，但现在他复活了。
So、they were celebrating.
所以他们在那里庆祝。
And the elder brother didn't think it was a good idea.
那个大的儿子就不高兴。
We kind of got off a little bit, okay?
我们可能有一点出去了。
What happened between the time our Lord Jesus ascended and the Holy Spirit was poured out?
在我们主耶稣升天跟圣灵被降下来之间发生了什么？
I think there was a celebration in heaven.
我相信在天上有个大的一个庆祝。
The son had returned home.
因为儿子回家了。
And they were celebrating.
因为他们天上在那里庆祝。
And then Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Is the record of the first official act.
就是神的话语中的第一次记载。
Of the son of God.
神的儿子。
Who became the son of man.
曾经是人的人子
who was anointed with the Holy Spirit,
在圣灵的膏抹下
who was crucified as the Lamb of God,
在做神的羔羊被钉在十字架上
buried,
被埋葬
was raised,
复活
and then ascended back,
回到了天上
and now Acts chapter 2 records for us,
在使徒行传第二章那里
that his first official thing,
他所做的第一件事
was to send the Holy Spirit,
就是差遣下圣灵
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
I beg of you,
我求你们
don't belittle what our Lord Jesus did.
不要认为我们主耶稣做的是小事
You understand, my brother? Don't belittle. Don't make small and insignificant.
不要认为我们主耶稣做的这个是小的小事情
You and I would not be here tonight.
我们今天晚上不会在这里
If our Lord Jesus had not sent the Holy Spirit.
如果主耶稣没有差遣下圣灵
We are totally at His mercy.
我们完全出于他的
怜悯 Not just to be born again.
不仅仅是我们重生
but to live our lives,
我们可以这样子的来生活
to serve in the body of Christ.
可以在基督身体的里面
When Paul says in Galatians 2:20,
保罗在哥罗西书二章
It's no longer I who live, but Christ
who lives
in me.
现在的活着不再是我
How does that become reality?
这如何成为实际呢
By your reading it?
是通过我们读一下吗
By your saying it?
通过我们嘴巴讲吗
Who makes it reality?
是谁让它成为实际
That it's no longer you who are living, but Christ who's living in you.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
Oh, my brothers and sisters.
是谁让它成为实际
The Holy Spirit.
是圣灵。
He is the Spirit of God.
他是神的灵。
He's the Spirit of Christ.
他是基督的灵。
He's the Spirit of Jesus.
他是耶稣的灵。
You can find it in Acts chapter 16.
你可以在使徒行传第六章那里。
Where Luke says, and the Spirit of Jesus.Prevented them from going in a certain direction.
那路加在那里说，耶稣的灵在那里阻止他去。
That same Holy Spirit who came upon the Lord Jesus when He came up out of those baptismal waters.
是同样的圣灵，当主耶稣从水里出来的时候。
The same one.
同样一位圣灵。
Who had worked in the life of our Lord Jesus.
在我们生命中来工作。
From the exalted position of the throne of God.
是从神的宝座上差遣下来。
The same Holy Spirit.
是同一位圣灵
has been poured out.
被浇灌下来
He is the one who makes the Father and the Son a reality.
他那父跟子在我们生命中成为真实
The Father and the Son are not a teaching, not a doctrine.
父跟子在这里不是仅仅是来教导我们
They are real people.
他们是真实真神
And hallelujah, they want us to know them.
我们要认识他
And so the Holy Spirit has been sent.To make that a full reality.
圣灵分差遣让这一切成为真实，成为实际。
Now, what prepared our Lord Jesus to be the baptizer in the Holy Spirit?
是什么让我们主耶稣能够成为用圣灵来施洗
？What qualified him to fulfill this responsibility?
主耶稣如何能够
？Eternal Son of God.
这是永生神的儿子。
Born into the human race.
生在人的中间。
Taking on the form.Of humanity,
成为人的样式
and then humbling himself even as a man,
谦卑自己
to the point even of death,
以至于死
death on a cross.
为我们死在十字架上。
And then what does Paul say?
那保罗说什么呢？
Therefore,
说
therefore,
所以
God has highly exalted him.
神把他升到高天。
He had to come here and live a perfect life as a man.
他必须来到地上过一个完全的生活。
He was born of the Holy Spirit.
他是靠圣灵来生。
And he lived a life between the ages of 12. We have one record of when he was 12 years old.
在圣经上有记载是他在十二岁的时候。
But from 12 to 30,
他说十二岁到三十岁。
No information about him.
圣经上没有记载。
But he appears here in John's baptism.
但是使徒约翰在这里告诉我们。
And he's baptized.
他是圣灵用圣灵施洗。
There's a work.That the Father has sent him to do.
他份差遣是一份工作要做。
That is to provide a redemption for the entire human race.
是要为所有的人类成为那个救赎。
And it included you and me.
包括你和我。
Oh, hallelujah, brothers and sisters.
赞美主，弟兄姊妹。
May the Lord forgive us.
神赦免了我们。
If we ever make insignificant this matter of our redemption.
如果我们对我们救赎这件事，如果我们不看重
，because we know what the cost was，
我们不知道后面的代价是多少。
What God required in order to forgive us，
神需要做什么才能够赦免我们
？You know what He required？
他要我们做什么
？He required a spotless lamb。
他需要的一个是无瑕疵、无斑点的羔羊。
Where is He going to find one？
哪里可以找到呢
？Where is he going to find one？
哪里可以找到
？You going to use Abraham？
他用亚伯拉罕吗
？Not spotless。
亚伯拉罕不是无瑕疵无斑点。
How about Moses？
摩西吗
？Not spotless。
也不是无瑕疵无斑点。
You can go through the entire record。
我们可以从所有的人来看。
No spotless lamb。
没有一个是无瑕疵无斑点。
You know what he had to do？
他需要怎么做呢
？He had to think now. Where is the only spotless lamb that I have？
富家在这里思想。那无瑕疵无斑点的羔羊，那羊在哪里呢
？There's only one，
只有一位
，His own son，
他自己的儿子。
And he had to become the Lamb of God，
他要成为神的羔羊。
In Isaiah 53，
以赛亚书五十三章
，The Word of God says，
神的话告诉我们
，He crushed him，
他在十字架上被责打。
You know， sometimes when we look at the cross，
有的时候我们去看十字架
，We see it only as a tragedy。Fulfilled by human beings.
我看到是好像是一个人类的一个悲剧。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，The cross is not a human idea.
十字架不是人的一个主意。
The crucifixion of our Lord Jesus was not man's idea.
那主耶稣钉死也不是人的主意，出于人的主意。
This is God's idea.
这是神的旨计划。
Because out of His great love for us.
出于他对我们极深的爱
He had to find a way to forgive us of our sins.
他必须找到一条路来赦免我们的罪
Now we talked a little bit about this last night.
我们昨天晚上有讲到一些
But here's the question I have for you.
这是我要向你们问的问题
How does a holy, righteous God forgive unholiness and unrighteousness?
一个完全圣洁的神如何能饶恕一不圣洁的人呢
Do you have an answer?
你有答案吗
？Only one way，
只有一个办法。
He has to have a spotless lamb，
他需要一个无瑕疵、无斑点的羔羊。
And when the Father looked throughout the whole universe，
我们的父神看整个的宇宙
，There's only one，
只有一位
，His own son，
只有他的儿子。
A decision was made，
所以他做下的决定
，That our Lord Jesus, the Son of God, would become the Lamb of God，
让他的儿子成为那个神的羔羊。
Because of His faithfulness。
因为他的忠心
because of his obedience,
因为他的顺服
because he laid down his life,
因为他放下自己的生命
and willingly embraced that cross.
愿意来承担这个十字架
only, brother, listen, brother, The only way that our Heavenly Father can forgive us is for him to look at the blood of the Lord Jesus.
唯一的一个办法让天父可以赦免我们的罪是他看到的他儿子的血
There's no other way.
没有其他的办法
It's the only righteous way.
这是唯一他公义的办法。
That God can say to you and me, your sins are forgiven, cleansed and forgotten.
神可以对我们说，你的罪被赦免了。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Please, I plead with you.
我求你们
，Don't ever think lightly.
千万不要轻看
of this great work our Lord Jesus did.
我们主耶稣所成就的。
And this is what qualified him to sit there on that throne.
这那他有能够资格能坐在那个宝座上。
And pour out upon 120 believers the blessed Holy Spirit.
可以把圣灵降在那120位门徒的身上。
Now let's fellowship for a few moments about who the Holy Spirit is.
那我们花一点时间来思想圣灵是谁。
If we're being baptized with the Holy Spirit,
如果我们是受圣灵的洗，
I think there's value in us knowing who He is.
我们需要来明白他是谁。
Now, I know my time. I was told I could take as much time as I want. Okay, I'm not going to do it, but I just want you to know I'm taking a little liberty tonight.
我想我可能要多花一点时间。
Who is the Holy Spirit?
圣灵是谁？
Well, first of all, as we discover there in Genesis chapter 1,
从创世纪第一章那里我们发现
He is the Spirit of God.
他是神的灵。
He is God.
他是神。
Now, I don't know if this is true with you, but I find it true with many of God's dear people.
我不知道在你们中间是不是这样子，但我发现很多神的儿女。
When the three members of the Godhead are mentioned,
他们说到三位这三位神的位格的时候
We usually talk about them being God the Father,
我们通常说到天父
God the Son,
神子
and God the Holy Spirit.
和圣灵
And so we somehow think that the Father is greater than the Son,
我们心思意念们会想
and the Son and the Father are greater than the Spirit.
父会比子大子会比圣灵大
But this is a totally incorrect understanding.
这是完全错误的
Rather than us putting it this way,
我们不是竖着这样来看
Let's put it this way.
我们应该把它横过来看
God the Father,
天父
God the Son,
圣父圣子
and God the Holy Spirit.
圣灵
God the Father,
圣父
God the Son,
圣子
and
圣灵
God the Holy Spirit.
圣灵
In your heart and in your understanding, is He God? Is the Holy Spirit God to you?
在我们心思里面必须知道圣灵是神
He is God.
他是神
Nothing can change that.
没有任何事能改变这个。
It's wonderful news. It's good news, brothers and sisters.
这是个大好的信息。
But the fact is,
它实际上
this reality is ignored by many of God's dear people.
在神的百姓中间，这个事实被忽略。
What is the reality?
实际是什么呢
？Of being baptized with the Holy Spirit.
受圣灵的洗的实际是什么呢
？Into whom are we being baptized?
我们是受洗归入谁呢
If he's God,
如果他是神
then into whom are we being baptized?
我们是受洗归入谁呢
Who?
谁
Into God.
我们是受洗归入神
Have you ever read that prayer in Ephesians chapter 3?
我们读到以弗所书第三章那个祷告吗
This man, the apostle Paul,
保罗在那里说
he must have not been able to think clearly.
他可能没办法来表达
Do you know what he prays?
他是如何
That you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
你可以被神一切的丰富来充满。
Look in Ephesians chapter 3.
在以弗所书第三章。
Verse 19.
第十九节。
The last part of that verse. I want to make sure that my Bible and your Bible say the same thing.
以弗所书三章第十九节。
But look at the end. Well, let's just read verse 19.
第三章第十九节。
And to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God.
并知道这爱是过于你人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的，充满了你们。
Now, how can Paul pray this prayer?
神如何保罗能够如何做出这个祷告
you know, It would not be in the word of God if it were not according to the will of God.
如果不是照着神的旨意来祷告
If it's not possible, it would not be included in the word of God.
如果不是照着神的话来祷告的话
Have you ever prayed that prayer for yourself and for other brothers and sisters?
你敢做这样子的祷告吗
No, we ask for the Lord's blessing.
我们求神求神的祝福
And we ask for many other things.
我们会求其他很多的事情
But it's very, very rare.
但就是很少的时候
that any of God's people ever ask to be filled with all the fullness of God.
就在神的百姓中就很少求神能够叫一切所充满的能够充满我们
Now there in Acts chapter 2,
在使徒行传第二章
Luke tells us,
路加告诉我们
and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们都被圣灵充满
Who were they filled with?
他们被谁充满呢
They were filled with God.
他们是被神充满
Oh, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们,
think about it. Here we are, little lumps of clay.
我们只是地上的一个这尘土。
Not just lumps of clay, but rebellious lumps of clay.
是那个悖逆的那个尘土。
We have violated the will of our God again and again and again.
我们一再的悖逆神的旨意。
But it was always in God's heart.
但是在神的心意里面
that our lives would be filled with His life.
我们的生意能生命能够被他的生命所充满。
So the Holy Spirit is God.
那圣灵是神。
In Romans chapter 8,
罗马书第八章
Paul tells us again that He is the Spirit of Christ.
保罗再次告诉我们他是基督的灵。
And then as we mentioned earlier, in Acts 16, He's the Spirit of Jesus.
在使徒行传十六章那里说到他是耶稣的灵。
So when we ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit,
当我们求神圣灵充满我们的时
候 what are we asking for?
我们是求的是什么呢
to be filled with God,
我们是被求被神充满
to be filled with Christ,
被基督充满
to be filled with Jesus,
被耶稣来充满。
Is there something wrong with that, brothers and sisters?
这难道错了吗
Do you need that?
你需要他吗
I desperately need it.
我是实在的需要他
I need for Jesus to flood my life.
我需要耶稣来充满我的生命
And become my life.
成为我的生命
And the reality is, so do you.
在你也是一样
How is it going to happen?
这如何能发生呢
To be filled with the Holy Spirit, that's how.
就是要靠着被圣灵充满
And dear, dear child of God.
亲爱的神的儿女
Please take this into consideration.
好好的思想这件事。
This is the will of God for every child of God.
这是神向他的每一个百姓的心意。
For every child of God.
每一个神的儿女。
It's provided for us.
都为我们来预备了。
And it brings greatest joy to our heavenly Father.
这要让神父神的心何等的满足。
When you and I receive with gratitude this wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit.
我们能够来承接受这个奇妙的礼物是圣灵。
Can you imagine?
你能够想象吗？
Us responding in a negative way to a gift that the Father and the Son gives us?
我们对神所赐给我们的礼物是一个负面的来回应吗
Would He give you something that's not good for you?
他会给你一个对你不好的东西吗
That's not beneficial to you?
对你是没有帮助的东西吗
But isn't it true, brothers and sisters, that some of us are afraid of the Holy Spirit?
但是实际情况是这样，有的人是甚至都害怕圣灵。
Some of us have a negative attitude about him.
我们对圣灵一个负面的看法。
Because we've heard all of these things.
因为我们听到一些事情。
About these crazy Pentecostals.
就关于五旬节的一些事情。
And these crazy charismatics.
关于灵恩的一些事情。
And through this, the Holy Spirit has got a bad reputation.
那圣灵有了一个负面的名声。
And you know what the result is?
你知道这结果是什么吗
？We limit.His activity in our lives.
我们就限制住了他在我们身上的工作。
Oh, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，the consequences are very sad.
这个结果是很难过的。
Please consider tonight.
今天晚上我们请你来思想。
The Holy Spirit,
圣灵
，the person of the Holy Spirit,
圣灵这位
has been given to us as a gift from our Father and our blessed Lord.
是从父跟子那里赐给我们的一个礼物。
Are you going to make light of that? Are you going to depreciate that?
你是看清他的，还是你来感激他
？Are you going to say no, thank you?
你会说哦，我不要，谢谢。
Now I think all of us are pretty clear that God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son.
我们每个人都知道，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。我们很喜悦能接受他。
He's a gift from the Father.
从天父那里来的礼物
made real through the working of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的工作
But now the Father and the Son have gone together. They have joined in partnership.
现在父跟子他们在一起
And they sent us a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful gift.
他要赐给我们一个奇妙奇妙的礼物
And we ought to be willing to receive it.
我们都愿意来接受这个礼物吗
Open our hearts completely.
完全地打开我们的心
That we would receive him.
所以我们可以来接受他
As a gift from the Father.
是从天父那里来的礼物
To every one of his dear children.
每一位神的儿女
Include you.
包括你
And if you've had an attitude about the Holy Spirit that has been insulting to him, I beg of you, get some help.
如果你对圣灵有负面的看法，如果你
go to the Word of God，
我来，请你来到回到神话语的里面。
Find out if your attitude, your understanding about the Holy Spirit lines up with what the Word of God says。
来好好的来读神的话语是怎么说圣灵。
If it doesn't, I plead with you to repent。
如果你没有这样做的话，
to change the way you think about Him。
我们要悔改，我们要改变我们的想法。
Some of us are afraid of him.
我们有的人害怕圣灵。
Some of us are afraid to give up our control.
有的人是害怕把我们的
Brothers and sisters, because he's God.
因为他是神。
He has a right to have absolute control of our life.
他是有权柄能够在我们生命中能够完全的掌权。
Absolute control.
完全的掌权。
He's the one when we declare Jesus Christ is my Lord.
他是让我们能够来宣告主耶稣是我们的主。
He's the one that makes it a reality.
他是他那这一切成为实际。
Just because you say it.
当你这样说的时候。
You know from experience.
你知道在你经历的里面。
You don't obey your blessed Lord all day long.
你知道你不会一直的来顺服。
But the Holy Spirit has been sent.
圣灵分差遣。
To be the one who helps us.
来成为我们的帮助者。
How are we going to see a fuller dimension of our Lord Jesus?
我们如何能够全面的来了解我们的主耶稣？
If I remember correctly, we sang a song last night about the Revelation song. Yes? Okay. Who brings the revelation?
是谁给我们那个启示呢？
Paul in Ephesians chapter 1.
在保罗在以弗所书第一章那里说，
What did he pray?
他怎么祷告的呢？
That the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
赐人智慧和启示的灵。
Again, we're totally at his mercy.
这完全是出于他的怜悯。
So brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
Again, I make a strong appeal to you.
我在这里再劝勉你们。
Take a good look at your attitude and your understanding about the person of the Holy Spirit.
我们需要实在很谨慎我们对圣灵的态度。
And give him full freedom in your life.
那他给给他完全的自由，能够在我们身上工作。
Now, there's a lot of confusing and contradictory things that are said about the person of the Holy Spirit.
是的，在圣灵的这件是谁这件事上有很多的争议。
My suggestion is don't get caught up in the controversy.
我的建议是不要落在这些争议的里面。
Why don't you go to the Word of God for yourself?
为什么不来到神的话语的里面
？And ask the Holy Spirit to help you.
那求圣灵来帮助我们。
And I think over a period of time of you being faithful.
但只要我们足够忠实的话。足够忠心的话，我们就会得到结论，就会得到正确的结论。圣灵是谁？
What has he come here to do?
他来的工作是什么？
And begin to understand what is your responsibility to him.
也会来明白我们对他的那个回应。
Oh, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
it's been something that has been lost among us.
这是在神的儿女中失落的。
And I believe our blessed Lord wants to recover it.
我求神能够来恢复这个。
Now I'm not ignoring the fact that a lot of people who have said that the Holy Spirit has done things that has not been the Holy Spirit. I understand that.
我知道确实是有一些人做了圣灵，不是圣灵做的事。
There's a lot of false things that have happened.
是有一些那个一个错误的一些事情。
But brothers and sisters,
那弟兄姊妹们
，Do you think there's anybody who's had a false experience of being born again?
你认为一个人重生是一个错误的一个经历吗
？People who said they've been born again when they haven't been，
有人会说我重生了，但其实上他没有重生。
You think that's possible？
这可能吗
？Yes, it's possible。
是的。
Does that mean we stop encouraging people to be born again？
难道就因为这个我们就停止不鼓励人你要重生吗
？Because there's some people who have had a false experience。
那是因为有些人他做了错误的见证。
Well, what about this matter being filled with the Holy Spirit?
但关于圣灵充满这件事上
，How about the Holy Spirit flooding our lives?
那圣灵的圣灵充满我们这个人。
Has there been some things that have been wrong and false?
有一些错误的事情发生吗
？Yes.
是的。
But is that a reason to close the door?
但是这是我们关起门来的原因吗
？Why don't we find the real?
为什么我们不来真实来面对
？Why don't we go on a search?
我们为什么不来寻找
？To find the real Holy Spirit.
我们来找到这个真正的圣灵。
Come to know him.
我们来认识他。
Spend time with him.
我们花一点时间在他
面前。Learn to hear his voice to us.
学习听他的声音。
Not be afraid to talk to him.
不害怕跟他交谈。
Oh, I've had brothers and sisters tell me you don't talk to the Holy Spirit.
有的弟兄姊妹跟我说，我们不是跟圣灵讲话。
You talk to the Father through the Son by the Spirit.
也是跟通过儿子天是神子向天父，然后靠着圣灵。
You don't talk to the Holy Spirit.
你不会跟圣灵交通。
Sorry, I don't agree.
我不同意。
He's a person.
他是一个人。
He's come to live inside of me.
他是住在我们的里面。
He talks to me,
他向我说话。
And I think I have a freedom to talk to him.
我想我也可以跟他说话。
Now you have to come to your own conclusion.
你可以得出你自己的结论。
But I think it would be very, very unusual.
那我想可能这是你是不寻常的。
If a person came to live at your house.And you never talked to him.
如果一个人住在你的家里，你从来没跟他说过话。
You agree?
你同意吗
well, ？Who has come to take up residence in us?
谁来是住在我们的里面
？The blessed Holy Spirit.
是圣灵。
He's a person.
他是。
He's a divine person.
他是一位。
But he's a person.
他是。
And he wants a relationship with us.
他要我们与我们有关系。
Let's come to this passage in.Acts 2.
那我们来到《使徒行传》第二章。
On the day of Pentecost.
在五旬节那天。
Now what is Pentecost?
五旬节是什么呢
？The word Pentecost means 50 days.
五旬的意思是五十。
The word Penta means 50.
五旬就是五十。
50 days from when?
从哪里开始的五十天后呢
？From Passover.
从逾越节之后的五十天。
The Jewish feast.
从逾越节宴席之后的五十天。
The same way that Passover was a Jewish feast.
逾越节的宴席是犹太人的那个习俗。
Pentecost was a Jewish feast.
五旬节也是犹太人的习俗。
What are all these people doing in Jerusalem here in Acts chapter 2?
在使徒行传那里，在耶路撒冷发生了什么事呢
？People from 16 different nations.
从十六个不同的国家来的人。
Gathered together in the city of Jerusalem.
他们聚集在耶路撒冷。
For what reason?
是什么原因呢
？To celebrate Pentecost.
来庆祝五旬节。
And on this day,
在那一天
a decision was made that this would be a time when the Holy Spirit would be sent.
这就是那一天圣灵要被差遣下来。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
to me it's very, very important.
对我来说这一天非常的重要。
That we get some clarity.
我们需要清楚的知道
between the relationship about the relationship between Passover and Pentecost.
我们逾越节跟五旬节对我们意味着什么
？What happened on Passover？
逾越节意味着什么
？What happened？
发生了什么事
？The Passover lamb was sacrificed。
逾越节的羔羊，
Who was it？
献了。谁是逾越节的羔羊
？Who was sacrificed？
谁成了那个祭司
？The Lord Jesus was sacrificed。
是耶稣基督。
So he was received as the Lamb of God, as the Passover lamb.
他是转为逾越节的那个羔羊。
He was raised from the dead.
他从死里复活。
He walked among and appeared to a number of his disciples.
他向他的门徒显现。
And then we're told in 1 Corinthians 15 that on one occasion the risen Lord Jesus appeared to more than 500 brethren.
在哥林多前书十五章那里，主耶稣有一次向五百个门徒显现。
Now to me, the natural conclusion is that this happened.In Acts chapter 1,
对我来说，这件哥林多前书那里所提到的跟使徒行传一样。
He gathered some of them together.
他聚集一些人。
On the Mount of Olives.
在橄榄山上。
And he reminded them that not many days from then they would be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
他提醒他们，过不多久他们就要受圣灵的洗。
He gave them commandments.
他给他们命令。
He gave them the promise.
他给他们应许。
That when the Holy Spirit came upon them, they would receive power.
他圣灵降来在他们身上的时候，他们必得着能力。
At the beginning of Acts chapter 1.
这就是使徒行传的第一章。
So for 40 days, Luke tells us, our Lord Jesus traveled around and appeared to various ones.
就四十天之久，主耶稣向不同的人显现。
So that they would be fully convinced in their heart that Jesus had been raised from the dead.
就在他们心里，就是他们知道主耶稣从死里复活了。
Because they're going to become witnesses to the resurrection.
因为他们要成为复活的见证。
And if all they saw was the empty grave,
他们看到的是空的坟墓。
Someone said, "Well, somebody came and stole the body."
有人说，哦，他尸体被人移去了。
But no, brothers and sisters.
但不是这样。
With their own eyes,
因为他们亲眼看见。
They saw the exalted Lord Jesus. I mean, the risen Lord Jesus.
他们亲眼看见了复活的耶稣。
They touched him.
他们可以来摸他。
Remember Thomas put his hand.
他们可以把放在他的手里。
They saw him. They had a meal together.
他们可以跟他一起的。
He was alive.
用他自己眼睛。
And then they watched him being taken up.
他看着他升天。
And for 10 days,
十天之久。
The Lord Jesus told him, "You go back and wait in Jerusalem for the promise of the Father."
主耶稣就告诉他们，你们回到耶路撒冷去等候父所应许的。
What is that promise, brothers and sisters?
这个应许是什么呢
？Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
The Holy Spirit is going to be sent.
圣灵要被差遣。
It's good news, brothers and sisters.
这是大好的消息。
Because the relationship between Calvary and Pentecost is a very, very important and necessary relationship.
因为逾越节跟五旬节之间的他们有个非常重要的关系。
Now let's put it this way.
那么可以这样来说。
There can be no Pentecost without Calvary.
如果没有加略山就没有五旬节。
There can be no Pentecost without Calvary.
没有加略山就没有五旬节。
It was necessary for our Lord Jesus to become the Passover Lamb.
我们主耶稣必须是成为神的羔羊。
And for our Lord Jesus to accomplish the work necessary to forgive human beings.
父神，人的罪必须是要先被赦免。
And it was perfectly executed.
这完全的被成就了。
It was finished.
成了。
What did our Lord Jesus declare in John 19?
主耶稣在十五约翰福音十九章那里说。
What was the last word he spoke?
他说的最后一句话。
Actually, it was one word.
实际上是一个字。
I don't know what it is in Chinese, but it was one word.
他说的是一个字。
The Greek word is tetelestai.
在希腊文里是 tetelestai.
Finished.
成了。
Complete.
成了。
And brothers and sisters, I believe when our Lord Jesus spoke that word from the cross, the whole created order.
当主耶稣在十字架上说了成了的时候
was aware that something of great magnitude had occurred.
全地的人都知道一些事情发生了。
Because a great, great, great work had been accomplished.
因为一个极大的一个工作被成就了，被成就了。
There could have been no Pentecost.
如果没有这个，就没有
coming of the Holy Spirit the way He came.
那就没有圣灵的降临。
If there had not been a time when the Lord Jesus was crucified.
如果主耶稣没有在十字架上被我们钉死。
Here's another very important aspect.
但是还有另外一方面很重要。
It's possible for us to have gone to Calvary and not gone to Pentecost.
如果我们没有五旬节的经历，我们如何能够来经历这个加略山
？Now I know this is controversial.
我知道这个有可能有一些争议。
Please be patient with me.
请对我多一点耐心。
Be merciful to me.
多一点怜悯。
My dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
In my library in Brazil, I have 50 books on the Holy Spirit.
在巴西的我那个图书馆里，我有关于圣灵的五十本书。
I have a little thing called a Kindle.You know what a Kindle is? A little electronic thing where I can download books.
有个那个是掌上型的那个电脑。
And I have another 40. Is okay? Brothers and sisters understand? Okay. I have another 40 books on the Holy Spirit on my Kindle.
他在这个电脑里面有另外40本关于圣灵的书。
So I have a total of about 90 books on the person and work of the Holy Spirit.
我有关于有90本关于圣灵和他的工作的书。
And there's a lot of...explanation about all of this.
这些书上有各种不同的解释。
And so basically the books I have in Brazil, you can divide them into two.
我在巴西的这些书里基本上可以分成两类。
One group says when you receive the Lord Jesus, you receive everything.
一类的是说当你接受主耶稣的时候你接受了就有一切了。
So 25 of them say when you receive the Lord Jesus, you're born again, you get everything.
一半的人说你当你接受主耶稣的时候，你重生了以后，你就有一切了。
Says,
另外一半的人说
，Wait a minute，
请等一下。
There's another experience，
还有一个经历。
So you have to decide，
我们必须自己做决定。
I've already decided，
我已经做了我的决定。
Not because I had before I had the experience，
不是我在有那个经验之
前。But because I had an experience，
因为我有那个经历。
Of being filled with the Holy Spirit。
被圣灵充满的经历。
After I was born again,
在我重生之后
,14 years after I was born again,
在我重生之后的14年我有了圣灵充满的经历。
And a marvelous life-changing experience of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
我有改变我生命的那个被圣灵充满的经历。
Now, you want me to lie to you and tell you it didn't happen?
你要我向你说谎说我没有发生吗
I'm not preaching my experience.
我不是来这里传讲我的经验。
There are many of God's dear beloved children,
我在告诉你许多神的儿女
who've had an additional experience,
他们有其他的一些经历。
That has wonderfully changed their lives.
但是这些经历改变了他们的生命。
They were filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们被圣灵充满。
Somehow, the Holy Spirit found his way into their lives in a fuller way.
圣灵可以在他们身上那个完全的那个彰显。
They were filled,
他们被充满
not born,
他们不仅重生
but filled,
而且被充满
with the Holy Spirit,
被圣灵充满
and their lives was changed.
他们的生命被改变。
Now, turn with me to Genesis chapter 7.
那么翻到创世纪的第七章。
You know, we mentioned earlier Paul's prayer in Ephesians 3, where he talked about being filled with all the fullness of God.
他在那里说到被一切所充满的充满。
Wouldn't you think that would be something different than being born again?
这对这跟重生是不一样的。
Can I ask that question again?
我可以再问这个问题吗？
In Ephesians 3:19,
在以弗所书三章十九节。
Paul's prayer is.
保罗的祷告
Paul's declaration is that we no his prayer is that we be filled to all the fullness of God.
我们叫神一切所充满的充满了我们。
Now if he meant may we all be born again, he would have said that.
如果他只是说重生的话，他就只是说重生。
But he prayed that we would be filled to all the fullness of God.
但是他这里的祷告是我们被神能够被神一切所充满的来充满。
Now, who makes this reality?
是谁帮这些那这些成为真实呢？
Let me ask it this way. What is the difference in being filled with the Holy Spirit and being filled with God?
被圣灵充满跟被神充满有什么区别吗？
What's the difference?
区别在哪里？
You have a problem with being filled with God?
你对被神充满有问题吗？
That's what God designed you for.
这是神为我们所预备的。
That's why you were created.
这是我们被造的原因。
And that's why you have been redeemed.
这也是我们被门救赎的原因。
So that you would become a temple.
所以我们可以
the life of God.
可以成为成居住的殿。
So he desires to fill our lives with himself.
所以他决定要用他自己来充满我们这个人。
Now let's go to Genesis chapter 7.
那我们来到创世纪第七章。
And we want to read verse 11. Verse 11.
Verse 11. 第十一节。
Genesis chapter 7, verse 11. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, on the 17th day of the month, on the same day, all the fountains of the great deep burst open, and the floodgates of the sky were opened.
当挪亚六百岁，二月二十七日那一天，大渊的泉源都裂开了，天上的窗户也敞开了，四十昼夜降大雨在地上。
To me, this explains what it means to be baptized in the Holy Spirit.
对我来说，这句话就是说到被圣灵的被圣灵受圣灵洗。
Fountains break forth.
在天上这个窗户打开。
From the outside, the doors of windows of heaven are opened.
这天的窗户为我们打开。
The floodgates of the sky.
大渊的泉源裂开了。
I believe this is what happened on the day of Pentecost.
我相信在五旬节那天发生的就是这样
一件事。That the Holy Spirit was sent here in a way he had never been here before.
圣灵被降临是他以前所从来没有过的。
Because there is one great work that our Lord is doing.
因为我们主耶稣所成就的那个奇妙的事。
Please, my brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
Let's try to get clear in our understanding.
我们让我们能够清楚地来认识。
From the time our Lord Jesus sat down at His Father's right hand,
当我们主耶稣坐在父神的右边
，until 8:19 on August the 10th, 2012,
直到2012年八月16号
，What has our Lord been doing?
我们的主在做什么呢
？What has He been doing?
他在做什么呢
？One thing.
他只做一件事。
One thing.
一件事
I will build my church.
我要建造我的教会。
That's what he's doing.
这是他所做的一件事。
And you and I have been caught up in this marvelous work that our Lord Jesus is doing.
我们被呼召来做这一件事工。
But how is he doing it?
他如何能做这件事呢？他在天上。
And we're on the planet Earth.
我们在地上。
And he is building his church.
他在建造他的教会。
Why did he send the Holy Spirit?
他为什么要差遣？
Why did he and the Father join in partnership and send the Holy Spirit?
为什么他要跟父一起差遣下圣灵？
For this one reason,
只有一个原因，
to build the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. What is he wanting the church to become?
他要教会什么样子？
What is the goal of the church?
教会的那个目标是什么？
To become his bride.
成为他的心腹。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们,
you need to stop and think about this for a moment.
我们必须停下来来思想。
How can the Lord Jesus be united, married to his bride?
我们的主耶稣能如何能够跟新妇?
What is necessary?
什么是必须的?
Can he marry just anybody he wants to?
他能够跟任何人都能
够 Now remember,
娶婚宴,
this is for eternity.
请记住这是在永恒的里面。
It's not going to change.It has to be perfect.
她必须是完美的。
She has to be a perfect bride.
新妇必须是一个完美的新妇。
No spot,
无斑点。
No wrinkle,
无瑕疵无斑
点。No such thing,
无瑕疵无斑点。
Now in Revelation chapters 2 and 3,
在启示录第二章第三节。
When our Lord Jesus came and walked among those seven golden lampstands.
当主耶稣在七个金灯台中行走的时候。
Now it's clear, he's talking about walking among the church.
这很清楚告诉我们，他是在教会中行走。
Now, he walks among those seven churches,
他在七个教会中行走。
What is he looking for, my
他在寻找什么呢
？Is he looking for the things that are wrong?
他是找那些错的事情吗
？That's the negative side.
是那些消极的方面吗？
负面的。What is he looking for?
他在到底在寻找什么
？What is he hope to find in those assemblies in those different places?
他盼望能够找到什么呢
？Himself.
他盼望能找到他自己。
What is the church?
教会是什么
？The church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all.
教会是基督的身体，那充满万有者所充满的。
Now, the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
This is what our Lord Jesus is doing.
这是我们主耶稣所做的。
This is what the Holy Spirit is engaged in.
这是圣灵差遣所做的事。
And you and I, brothers and sisters, have been called and caught up in this work that He's doing.
我们弟兄姊妹，你和我也分门招来与他一同做这件事。
Unfortunately, in my opinion, we are making it very difficult for him.
按我所看见的，我们让他的工作变得很难。
We're more interested in building our own church than building his.
我们更喜欢建我自己的教会，而不是建造主耶稣的教会。
We want things that are comfortable for us.
我们盼望，我们希望对我们自己觉得舒服。
We feel at home in.
我们自己可以觉得好像是跟我们家一样。
My dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
What if he doesn't feel at home?
如果他不觉得是家这个是家的话
Is it his church?
这能算他的教会吗
You're telling me that he's pleased with the Laodicean situation?
也告诉我他对这事情他喜悦吗
When he came to the Laodicean church,
他
Was he free to go inside?
他能够在里面能够得着，他能够自由的在里面。
Where is the Lord in the Laodicean church? Where is he?
老底家人的那个教会。
He's outside.
他在主耶稣被关在外面。主耶稣被关在外面。
Knocking.
他在门口敲门。
Wanting to get into his own church.
他没办法进到他自己教会里面。
They were satisfied with the way things were.
他们对自己所做的事情满意。他们说什么呢
？We have need of nothing.
我们没有。我们什么都不
缺乏 we need.
我们有我们所需要的一切
But brothers and sisters, the Lord was not in there.
但是弟兄姊妹主不在中间
You see what can happen to us.
你可以知道发生了什么
He's full of mercy.
他充满了怜悯
But brothers and sisters, he has to judge.
但是他要审判
We need to give him the opportunity to judge now.
我们需要现在给他机会能够来审判
Let's open the door.
那我们打开门
And say, Lord Jesus, come in among us.
求主耶稣他能够进来。
You decide what there is here of you.
那你自己来决定来怎么做。
How much of yourself do you find in the dimension of your church that we are a part of?
在这里面他多少能够看到他自己。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
The only way the church can be what the Lord Jesus desires it to be is if we learn how to recognize and fully cooperate with the Holy Spirit.
唯一的一个办法，那教会能够成为主耶稣心意中的教会，我们就是要学习跟圣灵来同工。
What do we understand was happening in Acts chapter 2?
在使徒行传第二章那里所发生的。
Verse 4.
第二章第四节。
When it says, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们都被圣灵充满。
What is happening?
发生了什么事
？What is our exalted Lord doing?
我们升天的主，我们做了什么
？You remember in Matthew 16.
在马太福音十六章那里说到
，The Lord Jesus responded to this revelation that Peter had of who Jesus was.
主耶稣回应彼得所关于基督的那个启示。
He said, "And you are Peter."
你是彼得。
And upon this rock, I will build my church.
我要把我的教会建在这磐石上。
If you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, God,
如果你读四福音，
there's no record of him doing any building work while he was here on this planet.
没有提到，再也没有提到他在地上的时候建造了他的教会。
Now it is true he collected a little bit of material.
是的，他拣选了一些材料。
But he didn't have his church.
但是他并没有建造教会。
Do you know when that church began?
教会是什么时候开始的呢？是五旬节之后，升入高天的耶稣开始建造他的教会。这建造教会的那个负责人是谁呢？
Who?
是谁呢？
The Holy Spirit.
是圣灵。
This is why we need to know him.
这就是我们为什么要来认识他。
You know, Paul points out to us,
保罗在那里提到
both in the Ephesian letter and the Colossian letter.
在以弗所书跟哥罗西书那里，
that our Lord Jesus is head over all things to the church.
基督是教会的元首。
What does that mean?
这意味着什么？
Well, in terms of authority, it means we don't have any freedom to make independent decisions.
从权柄上说，就是我们没有任何的权利来做自己的决定。
Does your body make decisions independently of your head?
我们的身体能够不靠我们的头自己做决定吗？
If it does, you're in trouble.
如果是这样的话，我们就麻烦了。
Your body responds spontaneously, organically, from what's happening in your head.
我们的身体是我们的对我们的头来回应。
The church is the body of Christ.
教会是基督的身体。
He is the head.
他是头。
We are the members.
我们是身体。
And we are to be the container of his fullness.
我们是他的充满的。
Wherever we're located,
我们无论我们在哪里，
our brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
this is serious business.
这是非常严肃的事情。
Don't you think that the Lord's judgment on Laodicea is a serious matter?
你觉得主耶稣对老底嘉教会的说的是严肃的事情吗？
Well, I think it's very serious.
我觉得这个是一件非常严肃的事情。
I think what every assembly ought to ask is,
所有奉主名聚集的聚会都应该来问，在老底嘉那里所发生的是不是也在我们身上发生？
Are we satisfied and the Lord is not satisfied?
我们自己很满意，但是主不满意。
By our organization, by our doing things, we basically shut him outside.
我们靠自己来做，我们是把他关在门外。
We can do things by ourselves.
我们可以靠自己来做。
We don't need him.
我们不需要他。
We don't need the Holy Spirit.
我们不需要圣灵。
We have learned things. We have our own system of doing things.
我们有自己的一套体制来做。
Well, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we need to realize what we've been called to.
我们必须要知道我们门招是为了什么。
We've been called to be the body of Christ here on the earth.
我们门招是要在地上成为基督的身体。
Now, to me, there are two major things the Holy Spirit wants to do.
在我看来，有两件事情圣灵要做。
First of all, he has to find the right kind of material.
第一件，他要找到一个正确的器皿。
It has to be that which comes from Christ.
他必须是在基督的里面。
The Holy Spirit will not build into the church something that is not of Christ.
圣灵不会来建造在基督之外的教会。
So the first thing he has to do is prepare material.
第一件事，他在预备器皿。
Now you remember, both in the tabernacle and in the temple.
无论是在会幕还是在那个圣殿，
They were required to gather material that the Lord asked for.
他们需要先来采集到那个材料是神所要求的。
Even though Moses was a very well-educated man,
其实摩西他是一个很有技能的人。
He was not free to make a decision about what was going to go in there, what it would be made of, and its dimensions.
他没有自由做自己来决定他要用什么。
The same thing about the temple.
同样的圣殿也一样。
The Lord revealed to David what he wanted the temple to be like.
圣灵向大卫启示，他要圣殿要成为什么样子的圣殿。
David was not free.
大卫没有那个自由。
To change the plan of God.
没有自由来改变神的计划。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we are not free to make independent decisions of our head about this matter of the church.
弟兄姊妹们，我们没有不靠着头来做自己决定的那个自由。
Now, what do we find in those two instances about the tabernacle and the temple?
我们从那个会幕和圣殿，我们看到
什么？When they obeyed what God told them to do.
他们顺服了神要他们所做的。
When God appeared to Moses on the mount,
当神在 耶和华在山上向摩西显现。
He revealed to Moses what the tabernacle was supposed to be.
他向摩西启示会幕像什么样子。
The Lord repeatedly said, "Do it according to the pattern that I showed you on the mountain."
照着山上的样式来做，来建造。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
because Moses obeyed.
因为摩西顺服。
God's people obeyed.
神的百姓顺服。
And they did exactly what the Lord asked them to do.
他们照着神所要求的来做。
When everything was put together.
但是这一切盖好的时候。
Oh, brothers and sisters, do we remember what happened?
我们记得发生了什么吗？
The Shekinah of God,
神的荣光大大的充满。
The glorified presence of the Lord came into that place.
神的荣耀大大的充满那个会幕。
And the priest could not minister.
那个祭司不能站立，摩西甚至也不能站立。
God's presence was so real, so heavy, they couldn't go in.
因为神的这同在是这样子的强烈，他们根本没办法进去站立。
When Solomon finished building the temple.
但所罗门建好了圣殿。
And everything was according to God's design.
他完全是按照神的设计。
What happened, brothers and sisters?
发生了什么呢？
What happened?
发生了什么？
The Shekinah of God.
神的荣光充满了殿。
The glory of God.
神的荣耀。
Came into that place.
充满了那个地方。
God found a place on earth where he could deposit his presence.
神可在地上找到的一个地方可以来能够彰显他的荣耀。
But it had to be according to God's design.
他必须是根据神自己的心意。弟兄姊妹。
What happened on the day of Pentecost?
在五旬节所发生的。
What happened on the day of Pentecost?
在五旬节那天发生了什么？
My understanding, the Shekinah of God came into 120 people.
我相信那是神的那个荣耀降临在这五十个、一百二十个人身上。
And empowered them to begin this, let the Lord use them in this work of building His church.
就赐给他们能力，能够来开始建造神的教会。
Two things that our Lord requires.
那两件事情我们神是必须的。
First, he needs the right kind of material.
第一个需要正确的器皿。
Do you know where he starts?
他怎么开始？
Oh, hallelujah, brothers and sisters. You know where he starts?
你知道他如何开始？
We were dead in our trespasses and sins.
我们在旧罪人里面是算自己死。
We were involved living our own lives.
我不再过我们自己的生活。
And somehow, in a way that we can't explain.
我们自己都没，我们没办法来解释。
God began to communicate with our hearts.
神开始跟我们的心来交通。
And he led us to this place where we began to see who Jesus was.
我们就开始能够，我们就开始看到耶稣是谁。
We believed in him as our Savior.
我们接受他是我们的救主。
And the Holy Spirit responded by putting the life of God inside of us.
圣灵就把神的生命放在我们的里面。
Now this is only the first step.
但这是第一步。
Oh, my dear brothers and sisters.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Do you know what God has predestined you to?
你知道神预定你们要做什么吗？
You remember Romans chapter 8?
记得罗马书第八章。
Verses 29 and 30.
第二十九节跟第三节。
Those whom he foreknew,
那些他所预定的。
He predestined.
他预定他们。
Predestined? You know the word?Predestined.
他预定他们。
Now that's a pretty strong word, right?
这是一个强烈的字眼。
The sovereign God made a decision that something was going to happen.
全能的神，他定义要那一些事情要发生。
He didn't counsel with anybody.
他不需要与任何人。
A sovereign decision was made.
这全能的神他自己做决定。
Those whom he foreknew would be predestined.Hallelujah, to be conformed to the image of his son.
要被预定能够磨成他儿子的样式。
This is what God is after in your life and mine.
这是神要在我们生命上所行的。
Oh, the matter of forgiveness, it has to be an issue that is serious.
是的，罪的赦免是一个重要的事。
But I want us to understand tonight that God is interested in much more than just forgiving our sin.
但是我要告诉你们，神不仅仅是要赦免我们的罪。
In his heart, he wants us to be at some point,He wants to look at us and see the very character of His Son formed in us.
他要在我们的身上，当我们看我们的时候，能够从我们的身上看到他儿子。
This is the gospel, my brothers and sisters.
这是神向我们的心意。
Predestined,
预定我们
to be conformed to the image of the Son of God.
要把我们磨成神儿子的样式。
Oh, hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
I hope my hallelujahs don't upset you.
我盼望我的哈利路亚没有让你们不舒服。
I don't know of a better time to say hallelujah.
我想再也没有。
When I realize that my God is doing a work in me.
我想再也没有别的时候，那比这个时候更要说哈利路亚，因为神开始在我身上工作。
The final result will be.
这产生什么样的结果
？That one day my righteous heavenly Father.
我们那个完全圣洁的天父。
Will examine me inside and out.
在里外来审查我们。
And say to me.
能够跟我说
the same thing he said to his own son.
就像他跟他的儿子说一样
my son,
这是我的爱子
in whom I'm well pleased.
我所喜悦的
I don't find any fault in him.
我在身上找不到那个任何的错
Do you know that's what God is doing in you?
你知道神在我们身上所做的吗
Oh, hallelujah, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah, 弟兄姊妹们
Do you know how long it would take you to try to conform yourself, to make yourself like Jesus?
你知道要靠我们自己的能力我们需要多久才能被磨成神儿子的样式
God will not settle for anything less.
神如果没有这样神不会 满意
He's a perfectionist
他是完全的
He's a perfectionist
他是完全的
Are you glad he is?
你喜悦吗
I'm very glad he's a perfectionist
我很喜悦他是完美的
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
Do you want to go into eternity and remain the way you are tonight?
你想你自己进到永生里仍然是跟我现在的时候一样吗
Do you?
你盼望是这样子的吗、
hmm? I don't
我不盼望
My brothers and sisters I've known my blessed Lord for more than 50 years
弟兄姊妹们我认识主已经超过50年
And there are sometimes I see in myself things that cause depression in me
但有的时候我看我自己的时候
Because I discover some things in me that are not like my Lord.
我发现在我身上有不像主的。
I find it difficult to forgive sometimes.
我觉得有的时候很难能够饶恕自己。
You don't have that problem, I guess.
你也许没有这个问题。
You think you want to go into eternity not being able to forgive?
你想你盼望能够进到永生里面不被赦免。
This is who you'll be forever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
这就是你要远远都这样子吗
？Oh, I'm so glad. Oh, brothers and sisters, I rejoice.
我欢喜快乐。
That my wonderful Lord and my gracious Father.
我奇妙的。
That Ernie Heil is going to be conformed to the image of the Son of God.
我奇妙的救主要把我这个。磨成要把我这个人磨成神儿子的样式
Now, I can't do it.
我自己做不到
But this is what God's work is.
但是这是神的工作
This is his goal.
这是他的目标
There ought to be a hallelujah in your heart.
在我们心里应该要说 hallelujah. 我们应该欢喜快乐
Think about where he started.
来想想他所做的
Think about how hopeless you were.
想想我们是多么的无助
It would take a thousand lifetimes.
我们其实要活一千次。
You didn't even think about being able to conform yourself to the image.
我们都不可能被磨成靠自己被磨成神儿子的样子。
You can read this Bible 1 million times.
你可以读圣经读一百万遍。
You can get big calluses on your knees from praying.
你可以跪下来一直不断的祷告。
You can go to meetings 24 hours a day.
你可以一天24小时都去参加聚会。
That will produce this result.
但也不会产生这个结果。
Hallelujah, my brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah, 弟兄姊妹们。
The Holy Spirit has been sent.To indwell us and to produce this character.
圣灵不断差遣住在我们的里面，要在我们生命中结出这样的果子。
So that we will be the kind of material that can be put into the church of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们可以成为那个器皿，可以放在基督身体里面的有用的器皿。
He needs this kind of material.
他需要这样子的器皿。
The Holy Spirit is prepared.
圣灵在这里预备。
To start the work.
开始他的工作。
To continue the work.
继续他的工作。
And to complete the work.
来完成他的工作。
You give him permission?
你给他那个。
Have you said to him, Blessed Holy Spirit?
你对他说圣灵啊。
You have absolute freedom.
你有完全的自由。
When you come in, I give you all the keys to the doors of my life.
你来的时候我给你我房间所有的钥匙。
And one dear brother recently helped me understand something. When we give these keys to the Lord,
当我们把这个我们这钥匙交出去的时候
It's the Holy Spirit who takes the key, brings it and puts it in our hand, and then he puts his hand on top of our hand.
圣灵拿着我们钥匙当放在我们的手里，但是他把的手按在我们的手上。
Unlock those doors of our lives.
在打开我们生命我们的这些门。
That need to be cleansed.
不要被洗净。
That need to be sanctified.
需要被
成圣。Are you a sanctified person, spirit, soul, and body?
你是灵魂体全然成圣的吗
This is what Paul prayed in 1 Thessalonians 5.
这是保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书那里的祷告。
God of peace himself.
那是平安的神。
Sanctify you entirely.
使你们全然成圣。
May your spirit, your soul, and your body.
那我们让你的灵魂体
be preserved complete without blame at the coming of the Lord Jesus.
但主再来的时候可以无可指责。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
there's only one person that can perform that task.
只有一个人可以完成这个任务。
It's God himself.
是神他自己。
And it's God the Holy Spirit who's inside of us doing this work.
是住在我们里面的圣灵来做这件事。
So I plead with you.
我请求你们。
Take a good look at your attitude toward the Holy Spirit.
我们好好的审查我们对圣灵的态度。
Don't get caught up in some controversy about you receive it all at one time and no, you have to have another experience.
不要被那些争论所影响。
Don't argue about it.
不要去争论。
Simplify.
让我们自己变得单纯。
Why don't you just go to your blessed Lord, who is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit?
我们的主是他是用圣灵来施洗的。
Humble yourselves before Him.
我们谦卑我们自己。
And say, Lord, I want to be free of all this confusion.
求神说，那我不要在这些事情上，我们能够让你完自由。
Whatever you did in those brothers and sisters on the day of Pentecost, I want to be sure it's my experience too.
那些发生在五旬节那些发生的那些事，我也要在我身上发生。
Amen.I didn't hear many amens. But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
we need to let the Holy Spirit do His work in us.
我们必须让圣灵可以在我们生命中来工作
to conform us to the image of the Son of God.
改变我们，把我们磨成神儿子的样式
without spot, wrinkle, blemish, or any such thing.
没有那些斑点，没有那瑕疵
not just for us personally,
不仅是我们对我们个人
but for the whole church.
乃为了基督的身体
what kind of a church is the Lord Jesus coming back for?
主耶稣来的时候要得到什么样的教会
Holy and without blame.
无可指责的教会
And he has those eyes of the flames of fire. He can see what is not like him.
他有的时候看起来但是他不却不像
Oh my dear brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们
What a wonderful thing God has involved us in.
是个何等奇妙的工作
Now there's one other thing and then I'm going to close.
最后一件事情
You know our blessed Lord is sovereign.
我们的主是全能的主
He's capable of doing anything, anytime, any way He wants to.
他可以做任何时候、任何时间、任何地点能够成就他的工作
He doesn't have to ask our permission.
他不需要要求我们的许可
Nor does He have to ask us for our wisdom, our advice.
他也不需要要我们的智慧和我们的建议。
So I think if we carefully study our New Testaments,
当我们好好的来读新约的时候
we'll discover
我们会发现
that human beings are not only the material the Lord is building His church out of,
人不仅仅是用来神用来建造教会的材料
but they are His co-workers,
也是他的同工。
Without us, He can't build the church.
没有我们，他不能建造他的教会。
If He doesn't have the material,The church cannot get built.
没有材料不能建造教会。
If he doesn't have somebody here on the earth to work with him, the building can't get accomplished.
没有同工，同样的也不能建造教会。
So, when we look at the record, especially in Paul's revelation, what he received.
当我们读神的话，特别是保罗的书信。
In Galatians chapter 5,
加拉太书第五章
he focused his attention on the matter of the fruit of the Spirit.
他在其中他说到圣灵的果子
How many fruit?
有几样的果子
Some of you young people this afternoon, how many are there?
有几样果子
Nine
有九样的果子
Love, joy, peace, etc. Okay? Nine fruit
九样的果子
This talks about the character
这是说到性情
Now this is very important to the Lord
这对主来说非常的重要你不能忽略这个。
If we don't have this character,
如果没有这个性情
then the work of building will not be done the way the Lord wants it done.
我们就不可能成就神所要我们成就的。
So those nine characteristics of our Lord,
这是耶稣的这个九种的这个品格
are to be produced in the lives of the Lord's people.
要被制作在我们的里面。
Beginning with which one?
从哪个开始
That's right. Agape, love.
从爱开始
sacrificial, selfless love.
无私的爱
And the Lord Jesus said, This is the way the world will know that you are my disciples.
这是主耶稣说的人就知道你是我的门徒
If you have love one for another.
如果你们彼此相爱
Now think about it, my dear brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，让我们思想
In Brazil alone, there are 3,000 denominations.
在巴西一个地方就有超过3000个的宗派。
Now, what do you think of that?
你觉得怎么样呢？
What do you think our Lord thinks of?
你觉得我们主会觉得怎么样呢？
How does he respond this and see that his people in this one country are divided into 3,000 different denominations?
我们主耶稣会看到在一个国家，就在一个国家就分成了3000个宗派。
That brings joy to his heart?
他心的心里会喜悦吗？
No, my brothers and sisters.
不会的。
I think he weeps.When he sees this condition,
他会看到这个，他会难过。
What about among us?
对我们来说
，Are we doing what our Lord told us to do?
我们是照着神要我们做的来行吗
？Is this way of identifying us as being disciples? Is it reality among us?
这是我们是神的门徒，我们这样子是神的门徒吗
？Are we laying down our lives for one another?
我们彼此能够放下自己吗？
Well, the only way that's possible,
唯一一个可能的
for the Holy Spirit to be free to do His work,
就是那圣灵能够在我们中间能够自由的工作。
You know what it says in Romans 5:5?
在罗马书第五章第五节那里说到
，The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit.
因着赐下来的圣灵，基督的爱浇灌在我们里面。
And my dear brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们
This is something that every believer can learn to do.
这是每一个神的儿女都可以学习来做的
You may not be clear about what gifts are yours, if any gift, if you have a gift.
如果你有恩赐的话
But this is one thing you can begin to learn the day you become a believer in the Lord Jesus.
也许你没有那些，但是这件事情你可以来学习
You can become a lover of your brothers and sisters.
你可以，我们可以来学习彼此相爱
This is my commandment.
这是我赐给你们的新命令。
A new commandment.
一个新的命令。
What was his commandment?
他的命令是什么
？That you love one another.
彼此相爱。
As I have loved you.
就像我爱你们一样。
This ought to be on the top of our list.
这就是我们在我们这个单子上的第一件事。
A commandment.
一个命令。
If we're calling him Lord, what should we be concerned about?
如果我们称他是主的话
Obeying his commandments.
是遵守他的命令
If you love me, keep my commandments.
你们若爱我就当遵守我的命令
And a new commandment I give you.
我赐给你们新的命令
This should be a matter of priority for us.
这是我们的第一优先
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们
We should embrace every one of our brothers and sisters.
我们应该接纳每一位的弟兄姊妹
Who are we to reject somebody that God has accepted?
我们是谁呢？我们可以拒绝神所接纳的。
There's been a lot of damage done among us as God's people.
在神的儿女中造成了很大的伤害。
We need to rise above it all.
我们必须超越这些。
We need to learn how to love one another.
我们必须学习彼此相爱。
Even those with whom we disagree.
即使对那些跟我们意见不同的人。
Who do we think we are that we got it all straightened out?
你觉得我们会是谁？我们是谁？
But our doctrine is pure.
我们是这个纯完全圣洁的吗
？What arrogance, what pride！
我们有什么可以值得骄傲的呢
？And we refuse to have fellowship with brothers and sisters who don't agree with our positions.
我们怎么可以与那些跟我们不同意见的人，我们拒绝跟他交通
？Now I know there's a lot of false teaching, false doctrine.
我知道在这些事上有很多错误的教导。
Before we deal with somebody's doctrine.Let's find out if they are a real believer in the Lord Jesus.
当我们在看这些教义的时候，我们先要看看他们是不是真的是真的主耶稣的门徒。
If they are a real believer in the Lord Jesus,
那我知他们是真的相信主耶稣。
Guess what, brother and sister? They are your brother or your sister.
他们就是我们的兄弟和姊妹。
And the Lord didn't consult you to find out it was okay to save them.
神并没有要询问我们的意见，要不要去救他们。
That's not our responsibility.
这不是我们的责任。
What is our responsibility?
我们的责任是
to love them,
爱他们
with sacrificial love,
用着牺牲的爱。
With the same kind of love the Lord Jesus loves us,
像主耶稣爱我们一样。
A lesson we all can learn.
是我们都可以学的一个功课。
But how does the Lord build His church?
主耶稣如何建造他的教会？
Well, it seems to me that 1 Corinthians 12 gives us a clue.
哥林多前书十二章那里给我们一些建议。
You know, 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14 are basically together.
哥林多前书十二章十三十四 其实是一起的。
In 1 Corinthians 12, Paul talks about the body.
12章那里说到基督的身体,
and about the gifts that have been given by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的恩赐。
But the problem in Corinth was they were focusing on the gifts and forgetting love.
哥尼多教会人的问题是他们专注这个恩赐而忘记了那个爱。
And there's a beautiful balance that Paul presents there.
保罗要叫他们那个平衡。
He didn't say take the gifts and throw them out the window.
保罗并没有告诉他们把这些恩赐都扔掉。
No.
不是这样。
Pursue the best gifts.
要用最好的恩赐。
Pursue spiritual gifts.
你可以去追求这些恩赐。
Seek them.
寻求追求这些恩赐。
But I show you a more excellent way.
但是我可以告诉你们一个更好的办法。
It is the gifts operate under this matter of agape love.
但是这些恩赐需要在神的这个爱底下来运作。
The gifts operate as a way of manifesting this love.
这些恩赐需要在彰显出这个爱。
The love does not replace the gifts.
爱不是代替了这个恩赐。
Unfortunately, it seems like some of us have believed that.
不幸的是，有的人相信了这个。
Please forgive me if this somehow makes you feel uncomfortable.
请原谅的，如果让你这样讲，让你不舒服的话。
But where are the gifts among us?
这些给我们的这些恩赐。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
these gifts are given by the Holy Spirit.
这些恩赐是圣灵赐给的。
1 Corinthians 12.
哥林多前书12章那里。
Each one has been given a gift for the well-being of the whole. To benefit the whole assembly, a gift has been given.
每一个恩赐赐下都是为了这个造就。
And when you read 1 Corinthians 14,
我们来读哥林多前书第四章第四次说到。
Paul mentions this matter of edifying.
保罗四次的说到造就。
Of building.
建造。
Of building the church.
建造教会。
How does the Holy Spirit build the church?
圣灵如何建造教会?
He gives gifts to human beings.
他给人恩赐。
And as they are faithful,
如果他们忠心,
to be led by the Holy Spirit,
被圣灵来带领,
to be empowered by the Holy Spirit,
得到圣灵的能力,
these gifts are used to build the church.
这些恩赐是用来建造教会。
Now this is my understanding.
这是我的理解。
You don't have to agree with me.
你不一定要完全同意我。
But I would encourage you at least to give some thought and consideration to it.
但我鼓励你至少你要来思想这件事。
So my beloved brothers and sisters,
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
God in His great mercy,
神怜悯我们,
has involved us in the greatest thing that's going on in the universe.
那我们邀请我们来参加这个在这全地这个最伟大的一件事。
Now when we read our Bibles,
当我们读圣经的时候,
it seems to me that the Bible helps us understand there's only one place in God's universe where there's a problem.
只有一个地方在整个宇宙里面只有一个地方有问题。
It's not on Mars.
不是土星。
It's not on Jupiter.
不是。
It's not on the moon.
不是月亮。
Where is it?
是哪里呢?
Where is the problem?
哪里是有问题呢?
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
神创造了天地。
And the earth was without formless and void. Darkness hovered over the deep.
地还没有成型之前, 有黑暗。
Of all the places in God's great universe.
在神所创造的整个的宇宙的里面。
And it's a great big universe, brothers and sisters.
这是一个非常大的宇宙。
600 billion billion stars. No, trillion. 600 trillion trillion stars. Can you do that one? No. But you can tell them there's a very, very many stars.
数不过来的星星.
It's a great big universe.
这是一个多么大的宇宙.
And when I read my Bible,
当我在读我的圣经的时候,
the column is focused on this planet that you and I live on.
问题是在你和我生活的这个地上.
And what's the problem?
问题是什么呢?
We are the problem.
我们自己是问题.
Who created this problem?
谁制造的这个问题?
We did.
是我们自己.
Now, we have to trace our way back to Adam, okay?
我们必须回到 亚当身上,
but don't you find it wonderful?
你不觉得奇妙吗?
Our brother read this morning from Genesis. Let us make man in our own image.
那我们按着我神说，那照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，按着我们的形象。
And what are they? What was they required to do?
他怎么做呢
？Let them rule. Let them take dominion.
那他能够来管理
？Establish my kingdom there.
把我的国建造在那里。
Let my government be manifested here on this planet.
那我的这个国可以在那里被彰显。
Now, because God is God, He could have done anything He wanted to.
因为神是神，他可以做他任何想要做的。
But He chose to use human beings.
但是他拣选的人来做这件事。
Created in His own image.
照他的形象来造的。
Having the ability to have full fellowship with Him.
就跟他有一个完全有个有跟他能够交通。
Where there would be an understanding of what was in God's heart and mind.
他能够来明白神的心意。
But a great.Tragedy and catastrophe occurred.
但是却不幸的事情发生。
Adam rebelled.
亚当他被不顺服。
He disobeyed his God.
他不顺服神。
And when he did,
他这样做的时候
he opened a door.
他打开了那个门。
For the poison of Satan to enter into the human race.
撒旦就进到人的里面。
And they were disqualified.
他们亚当就失去了资格。
Fulfilling their responsibility.
他失去了他那个资格。
Hallelujah, my brothers and sisters.
但是哈利路亚弟兄姊妹
Remember there in Genesis 3?
在创世纪第三章
What would the seed of the woman do?
那个妇人做什么
What would it do? What would he do?
那妇人做什么
He would crush the serpent's head.
他要打破这个蛇的头
Our Lord Jesus is that seed.
我们主耶稣是
He came and defeated the enemy.
他来击败了仇敌
And now you and I can experience his life.
所以今天我们可以来经历他的生命
Through the Holy Spirit,
通过圣灵
the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of Jesus,
耶稣的灵基督的灵
comes and invades our lives,
来住在我们的里面
makes us new creatures,
让我们成为新造的人
makes us a part of this great work that God is doing,
让我们可以能与神同工
and if you have read the end of the book,
那我们在读这最后一卷书的时候
Hallelujah, brothers and sisters,
Hallelujah, 弟兄姊妹们
the kingdom of God in his Christ,
耶稣基督的国
has reigned over the kingdoms of this world.
这地上的国成了我主耶稣基督的国。
Lord Jesus is the king.
主耶稣他是王。
And you and I are involved in this.
你我可以来参与到这个里面。
Now you could have lived your life and gone ahead and become successful in many different ways.
你可以过你的这一生，可以有其他许多的方式来过。
And missed out on this wonderful calling.
但是你如果错过了这个呼召
But God in His mercy, brothers and sisters,
主耶稣神他恩他怜悯我们
Somehow He found us.
因为他找到了我们
He came after us.
他找到了我们
Somehow His Holy Spirit did that work in us.
圣灵在我们身上工作
And now we're members of His body.
那我们可以成为他的身体
We are the material the Lord is producing.
我们可以成为他建造的材料。
And we are his co-workers.
我们可以成为他的同工。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
listen carefully.
仔细地听。
Every believer is a co-worker.
每一个信主的人都是同工。
Not just a few.
不是一些人。
But every believer.
每一个信主的人。
I want to challenge you tonight.
今天晚上我要。
From the youngest to the oldest.
从年轻的到年长的。
As a member of the body of Christ, you are a co-worker.
基督身体里面的肢体你是神的同工
you have a responsibility.
你有你的责任
you have a gift.
你有你的恩赐
The Holy Spirit wants to make you aware of what it is.
圣灵会帮助你明白你的恩赐是什么
He wants to give you the enablement, the power to fulfill that responsibility.
他会给你能力能够来成就神要你所预神预许的
This is your calling.
这就是我们的呼召
Your calling is not to be successful in the world.
我们的呼召不是在地上取得成功
Now that may be something that happens, but that's not your calling.
但是可能也许我们会做到但这不是我们的呼召
Your calling is to be a functioning member in the body of Christ.
我们的呼召是在这基督身体里面的肢体
The greatest honor that could ever be bestowed upon you. The greatest honor that could ever be bestowed upon you.
这是可以领到我们的最大的一个荣耀
Oh, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们
The King of Kings,
万王之王
has apprehended our lives,
把他的生命
and we need to find a way to respond to that apprehension.
我们需要来回应
This is for every one of God's dear, dear children.
这是来给每一位神的儿女
Don't disqualify yourself.
不要让我们自己失去资格
Don't excuse yourself.
不要给我们自己借口
You do business with the Lord.
那跟与主一同同工
Now it's 9 o'clock. I know I've gone a long time over.
九点钟了，我知道我过了时间。
But I want, as your brother in the Lord,
作为你主内的弟兄
to strongly encourage you,
强烈的鼓励你们
to find a time and a place,
找到一个时间
as soon as possible,
尽快的找到时间
and you do business with him,
那么跟他办交涉
you recognize that he has called you,
是清楚的知道他是来呼召你
He's doing a work in you.
他在你生命中来工作
And he has something for you to do, a responsibility to fulfill.
他需要你也能够承担起你的这个责任
And you need to say amen, Lord.
你要跟主说阿们主
But I need help.
但是我需要帮助
I need someone to help me.
我需要另一位来帮助我
Who will help him?
谁会来帮助我们呢
Elon Paracleton.
圣灵保惠师
The Holy Spirit.
圣灵保护
has been sent to help us,
圣灵分差遣就是来帮助我们
to help us where we are weak,
帮助我们当我们软弱的时候给我们智慧
to strengthen us,
给我们力量
anything you need,
我们所需要的一切
in order for you to be faithful,
让你能够忠心
he will provide it for you abundantly,
他要丰丰富富的供应我们
no more excuses, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹我们再也没有借口
no more excuses,
再也没有借口
you settle the matter tonight,
今天晚上呢我们去做决定
you do business with him,
我们那跟神办交涉
and you get clear,
我们让我们清楚的知道
as to who you are,
我们是谁
and what God has called you to be involved in.
我们神呼召我们是要做什么
We have the most wonderful, 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 wonderful Lord.
我们有一个奇妙奇妙的救主
He's beyond any description.
他超过了我们言语所描绘
We can't even begin to understand him.
我们甚至没办法来明白
Think with me,
请你与我一同思想
Brothers and sisters He would condescend to come and be a part of our lives to deliver us from this useless rat trap this useless running around in circles
他要让我们在我们生命中这种关系的里面
I'm very concerned about my brothers and sisters who live here in the United States.
我对生活在美国的这些弟兄姊妹，我很担忧。
The best way I can describe what I see happening.
我能所能描述的最好的描述就是。
You ever seen a dog chasing its tail?
你看到那个狗在这个追它的那个尾巴
，trying to catch its own tail.
那个好像狗那想抓住自己的尾巴。
That's the way some believers in the United States are living their lives.
这好像就是在美国的这些信徒他们所做的。
Make sure that's not happened to you.
那我们这盼望这不是我们中间所发生的。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Why don't some of you brothers and sisters pray?
请今天我们中间有感动的弟兄姊妹我们祷告
coming of the seminary. Lord, how much we praise you, thank you. Lord, you love us so much. Oh, Lord, you give the comfort, you give the, oh, bless the Holy Spirit to each one of us, oh, to dwell in us. We are the temple of God. Oh, Lord, the Spirit of God is dwelling in us. Lord, not only individually, but also corporately. Lord, we pray that we do this work mightily. Oh, Lord, sink in so that, Lord, we can really respond, Lord. And even your eternal purpose, Lord, can be, Lord, fulfilled among us. Lord, do not let us go away. Oh, Lord, we want to respond to you. We want to open our hearts, oh, Lord, so that you can do your work. Oh, we want to give all the keys to you. Lord, we praise and we thank you. May your will be done. And we praise you in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 求你借着你的圣灵开启我们心中的眼睛，让我们真知道耶稣基督，你不就是神的儿子，神的羔羊，你也是用圣灵洗净的一位。亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你，你已经救赎了我们，借着你十字架上受的宝血，成就了和平，使我们与神完全和好，让我们得以能够进入神的家中。 享受你主般的丰富，我们感谢主，你也赐下你的圣灵。我们感谢主，今天我们都在你圣灵里边，已经蒙到一个被圣灵浸成一个身体，所以我们需要主在我们身上能够借着你的圣灵，能够对你更多的认识。我们承认我们认识你的含极其肤浅、极其有限，所以需要你的圣灵在我们里边给我们智慧，给我们属灵的启示。 好叫我们这帮人都在你圣灵的手中被你建造，成为你自己所宝贵的身体，来彰显你自己，主啊，在父神面前所定下那个神圣的旨意，主把传道的教会，把众弟兄姊妹都献在你的手中，愿主耶稣引领我们往前而去，愿圣灵做你自己无限的工作，荣耀都归主耶稣基督，靠耶稣基督的圣名。
阿门。
为这个喜乐的夜晚，我们感谢你；为这个兴奋的夜晚，我们感谢你。因为我们再一次的经历五旬节的经历，耶稣，我们谢谢你。我们不单单成为你的产业，你也成为我们的产业。耶稣，让我们再一次的认识到。 我们不单是靠圣灵而得生，而我们也可以靠。
靠圣灵来行事。主耶稣，我们这一个晚上，我们相信主耶稣，你的灵要复兴长岗教会，因为这个教会是奉你的名而在这里建立的。主耶稣，谢谢你，谢谢你来这样恩待我们，谢谢你看到我们的需要，谢谢你看到我们必定要靠圣灵来帮助我们完成你给我们的托付。我们这样的祷告。